Blog Talk Radio. What up, what up, what up, what up, everybody? Man, I hope everybody out there having a good day or had a good day today, man, and at home relaxing, chilling. Ready for the night, man. Let's see here. I got Lorenzo and K-Dog going. Press the one button, and anybody else that got any upcoming events, announcements or anything of that nature, come on, let everybody know what you got going on. Lorenzo, your mic open.
That's where everyone going. How's everything going with everyone?
Man, everything going good, man. Everything going good, man.
Yeah. So we went over trick-or-treat this weekend, so we had a bad weekend. Bad weekend. But
yeah,
I
how bad
say
was
we
it?
Had
how
fun.
Bad was
And we took calls and we went 0-5.
God
0-5.
Mean, y'all didn't even get a steak. You know they say, man, the trash can't get a steak every now and then. Y'all couldn't even get a steak.
Hey, we lost every race, but still went back to the cabin and had a good time. We had steaks at the cabin.
God damn.
But like I say, y'all
money at trick or treat.
Yeah. Like I tell people all the time, it ain't always about winning. It's about enjoying life. That's what we looked at. You know, we had fun. We've been racing every year, always racing. So, hey, that's what it is.
Yes, sir.
But
tell everybody what you got coming
up
November 5th and 6th.
Well, November 56, we got the Winter Blast coming up. We have a Anything on 28 Door Car Shootout, $2,000 to win, free entry fee. Then we're doing a Last Man Standing, which is a 510 cap, 200 entry fee, with $1,500 on top. And we're doing a 7-0 street style cars, no trans brakes, $50 entry fee, putting $500 on top of that. And also, we got quite a few guests coming over. We got Shawty coming over, Tim with his little truck. We're trying to put a four-truck shootout together right now, which we got three, possibly four. Craig has his together. He'll be the fourth truck. And like I say, you know, we like the grudge, so we'll be some grudge racing going on.
Yes, sir. And it's going to be a Friday and a Saturday event, right?
Yes, sir.
Good deal. Yes, sir. Well, man, y'all make sure y'all go check them out. XRP won't be the place to be. What time y'all opening the gates up on Friday and Saturday, Renzo?
We're probably going to open the gates about 1, so it's getting cooler. That way we want to, you know, run late over into the night. Well, we will, but, you know, try to keep track safety first.
All right, so basically,
so I'd like to try to get everything started early.
Open the gates at 1, and the track going to go hot by what time? Y'all going to try to get the track hot early, too?
About 3.
All right, good deal. Yes, sir. Well, man, you got anything else? What else did you take us through out there at Trick or Treat, man? You were there, so give us an update, man. I know we didn't see a lot of races advertised. I heard a lot of punk eyes was paid.
Yo, Silver Dollar got a punk out. They didn't get in action. King B went in the battle and blew the tires, so he lost his. They went about a little later on that night and won one. So we went in the battle with Chocolate City and come back the Ali car. Get on the line. Release the button, treat the man, break the transmission. That was another one that hurt. And we turn around, come back with X-Steel. X-Steel get on the line, treat the man, other man car cut off. We think we got to win. I don't know where we could have lost. Man car got loose across the center line.
Damn.
Turn around and come back. X-Steel again. Put him in the right lane. Release the button, treat the man, break the ring. So, like I said, we just have a tough weekend, no wins.
Damn,
but
damn,
all in all, like I said, we have fun. Yeah, Yeah. Yep.
Damn it, boy. Well, hey, it's part of racing. It happens. Shit. Can't. Hey, I guess we all knew when something was gonna go wrong. God damn it, we'd fix it before it went wrong. But
yeah, one thing about us, like, you know, we like to race, you know, and get it on. You know, we find something to do, we're gonna do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let me see who else got on here, man. Anybody else? I know K-Dog, if you on here, man. Come on, and you write the week after Lorenzo, November 13th. We got Hell at the Dell. He ain't on here, so I guess I got to do my part then. We got Hell at the Dell, man. November 13th, got Gangsters on 28, paying $300 entry fee. That's basically in the dope car on 28. They have in Troy's hit list, which is going to be a 490 cap race. I think that's about the only rule that I know of. Just going to have a 490 cap, $200 entry fee. Right now, I believe it's $1,500 on top, and it might be more than that, but right now it's $1,500 on top with a $200 entry fee. 587-0, and then they're also having an OG, I think they call it an OG bike class. Basically, the bikes with stock ECMs. Stock ECMs, and I think a hard tire, a street tire, something like that, if I'm not mistaken. I should have wrote it down last time. I think he's doing a $100 entry fee, 100% payback, and I think they're going to match for up to 10 bikes. They're going to put a $100 for every bike that go. Basically, if they get 10 bikes, they're going to throw $1,000 on top of whatever else they already paying back. I think they're already paying back something on it, but let me see. Nah, I didn't even write it down. But, yeah, they got that OG bike class. I know they got a bunch of grudge races. And supposedly the four-car, they're supposed to have a local Joker four-car shootout also, which is be kind of four local cars to Everdale. That's kind of close to the track. For the local guy, kind of giving them a platform, putting them on the big stage. I know they got a Big D shootout with Trouble Troy, Lil Ben, and Tracy, and another Mustang. Little four-car shootout they doing, which Ben and Troy are going to be first-round grudge racing. They got a first-round call out. And, I think that's it. But November 13th, Hell at the Dell, Everdale Raceway. I'll come on out if y'all ain't doing nothing that weekend. Our gate's going to open up at 12. As far as track going hot, we'll determine as the date get closer, depending on the weather. So, and I know Friday, if anybody wanting to come in and test that Friday, the track will be open that Friday. Just a regular test and tune Friday for people coming in from out of town. If you want to camp out, come test. It will be open, and I know event day testing going to be limited. So you might want to get there the day before or be ready the day of when the track go hot and try to get your test in, because I know once they start all the shootouts and get everything going, it's going to be a small window of testing until – I know for sure they get past all the, you know, first few rounds of these shootouts and stuff. Let's see here. Got a bunch of hands up. 832-1981. Your mic open.
Yeah, I'm just listening, man. I'm in the bush just listening.
All right. Well, go on mute, brother. Go on mute. 832. 9924.
I was letting you know I'm in.
Oh,
you know
shit.
I mean.
You mean.
I'm going to go on mute.
You mean you on the goddamn show tonight? Oh, something ain't right, goddamn. If you on here, goddamn me.
Whatever.
It must be the quiet before the storm. It's something much up must be finna go on. I don't know about you. Good to have you on. Good to have you on.
Yes, sir.
Let me see. Let me get some of these got the mics open up. Got a lot of hands. Let's see. 832-6971. Your mic open. 832-6971. All right. I'll put you back in the bushes. 832-9202, your mic open.
Oh, I know. Oh, it put me on there. I was waiting until all my people started responding because I think we could have called somebody else tonight. So I'm just on here and on standby right now.
Okay, okay. Good deal, Rambo. We're just...
I thought it was on the phone. Charlie put me on there. Go and get the next one. I'm waiting on them now.
All right. Well, look, Rambo, do me a favor. Do me a favor, Rambo.
Yeah. I'm not
put your phone on mute right now. No.
Okay.
I'm just saying, put your phone on mute while you ain't talking. Cause sometimes you be forgetting, and then you start doing stuff in the background, and then I be having to cut your mic off.
Okay. You ain't caught me doing no murderers, right? No kidding. Okay, I'm sorry.
No. We just don't want to hear you in the hot tub, none of that other crazy stuff there.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got you. I'm just riding around in my phone right now trying to have some rims put on it.
512-0268. Your mic open.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just checking out the scene right quick. I'm on standby. Don't
lock me down. All right. All right. Well, go on mute then, man. Go on mute, goddamn. Let me see. 214. Hold on, 214. I'm finna come back to you. K-Dog, your mic open.
I just got back in, Tim. My bad. I was on the phone, but I clicked over, and I see you did the commercial already.
I'm gonna
get my time at all.
Seeing your bill in the mail.
I got you. I appreciate it.
I don't know if I missed up. If I missed up, let me know. I went over everything.
No, I just heard the last part. I ain't gonna lie. I just heard the last part, so. That sounded good about the testing and tuning. So I didn't hear the other part. I was on the other line.
Oh, yeah. Well, I couldn't remember the rules to the bike class. I know it's really not a class.
It's like like Chris said last week, it was like OCD.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what I forgot to mention. No automatic transmissions or something he was saying, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if they got questions, I can get them on later. Somebody want to know about the bike class, I get them on.
Yeah, I was just trying to make sure I had said something about it. Because they hadn't really been speaking much on it. All right. 214-5880, your mic open.
Hey, Lolly Dottie going to be on the property.
Going to be on the property when?
At K-Dial rate.
I was told they were, but, you know, I hadn't confirmed. I was told they were, but I hadn't got confirmation from the owner himself, but I was told that they were going to be there. Now, I got confirmation White Chocolate going to be there.
All right.
Lighted, they were there last time, so, you know, I don't know. But they, you know, they were there last time.
You looking for Lighted Dotted? You want to lock them in?
No, I was just asked.
Good deal. Man, let's see. Somebody got some background noise. Whoever ain't talking, y'all please go on mute. Please go on mute. Let's see here. Hold on. Let me see. King B, where is you at? God dog is since I heard he done went down there. goddamn finally to knock him somebody out. He ain't on the damn show tonight, boy.
You know he's show up late. He probably don't come in late.
Yeah, he playing around tonight. He's playing around tonight.
Are you talking about the race you got locked in today?
No. I've been rolling all day, so I ain't been up on Facebook. What I missed?
Yeah, we got Mo G and Matthew Stelly in the little Honda, the last 2000. Turbo, the little convertible car, the Honda S2000, they locked in. Both of them out of Louisiana, so they brought their crimes over here to Texas. They're going to bring their crime over here to Texas and go at each other here.
Oh, shit. Like
they're born
in
quick,
old Mo G's in the house.
Yeah, Mo G's been on the yard. And they go in the battle to them, too. Both of them come across the state line to do their crime and go back home.
Gonna leave the bodies over here for us to clean up, huh?
Yeah, man, cause let us clean the mess up.
Well, shit, if Mo G's is coming, shit, I know he got doggone gonna be trying to look for some more action if he already coming, shit.
Yeah, he announced today he's coming. He told me he's coming today and told me to look for him some action. I posted up and shit. The guy in Louisiana quickly obliged.
Hey, King B. There you go, King B. King!
What's up?
Man, goddamn, man, I heard you went over there to Holly, man. You got kicked in the ass and then you turned around and kicked somebody in the ass.
Well, I mean, you know that's how that shit goes. You gotta go get some get back.
But damn, man, I ain't see the video go to Raker, man. I seen you get your ass kicked. Nobody posted when you kicked some ass.
I know, right? I said that's not like some hating ass shit. I said, man, I fucked somebody up, and they don't post that shit, but they post me getting fucked up. Think they hate.
Yeah, they made a couple of videos of that.
Yeah, right.
Man, gotta be some hate motherfuckers, man. Yeah. So, man, how was trick-or-treat over there, man?
Man. I was all right, man. I had a Wayne Dane.
Oh, hell no. Hell, motherfucking no. Let's get through it. Come on, King. I'm waiting for you up the goddamn
door. K-Dog said, K-Dog told me, he just said, So I got to listen to my own boy.
I ain't over my mouth.
K-Dog said, I know you didn't, but you said, Now you ain't got no over there. And I ain't gonna be able to cut up. And I ain't gonna be able to cut up like I want to. No, I'm supposed to walk up in the restaurant and give me something to eat. But I'm here.
Oh.
I'm gonna let somebody else tell it. I don't want to be the one to say it. But
well, shit. Well, let me tell. I ain't no better than no one.
You went lying. Why the hell looking like that? Oh, ain't you got a weed? What's up, man?
Go on mute, then, King B. Go on mute. Go on mute with all that background. 832-8331. Mic open.
Hey, guys. What's
going on,
good, bro? Man, ain't nothing. Just cooling. Hey, I would want to know, can you get big Bookie on the phone?
Who?
Big Bookie. That's Dre's name in the hood.
Oh, you want Dre?
Yeah, Big Bookie.
talking on here. You're going to probably put it to one. Dre,
okay.
Where you at? There you go. Mic open, Dre.
Yeah, what up?
What's up, Dre?
What up?
I went right across your kinfolk, man. He had told me, he said, he don't go by Dre, go by Big Bookie. Is that correct?
Yeah, who you talking about?
Nah, I was just making sure that, I was just making sure that was you, dog.
Who you talking about, though?
Your cousin.
Where's one?
Biggie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I ain't know. I was telling him, it couldn't have been you.
That was my childhood name growing up.
Oh, okay.
I had an argument
with it, Dre. I ain't believe it.
Nah, that was my childhood name. Yeah, that was my nickname back in the gap.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, I went out there asking why Dre was. I ain't know you by Dre.
They call me by my real damn name, or they call me Bookie. That's what everybody out there call me.
Okay, I was just making sure, because, you know, I was just out there looking for you. They ain't want to give me your real name, so they gave me Big Bookie. I say, Big Bookie? Sound like a killer. I said, no, that ain't him. I just had to, the only way I could get to you, because I couldn't get you on the back line. Y'all had it locked up.
Friendly.
Hey, but everybody all right, though, huh, fellas?
Yeah, man, I guess everything good in the hood, man.
I got to take on a trick or treat, man. Yeah, I was trying to see if they bring any candy, but like they gave the candy away, but ain't nothing wrong, we got sometimes we got to take the bags, some people don't open the doors for you and give you no candy, but King, I'm glad y'all did y'all thing down there, brothers. Win, lose, or draw, y'all still on the phone breathing. That's the main thing.
Hey, King, all them cats on here trying to get you the goddamn sale of beans by trick or treat stuff, they should have had their ass over there flying out they self.
Well, Dre, you ain't have to be there to find out. Shit, I don't know. If everything was looking like the live feed was looking, and it wasn't looking too good.
Well, I mean, JP, y'all ain't finna get my partner caught up in that shit. Y'all seen it, so
oh,
y'all ought to already go off of what your eyes saw.
Okay, so basically, I saw it too, but you ain't heard me say a damn thing. Hold on, JP. You saw me. I saw it too.
I just ain't said a damn thing about it because I wasn't out to see it in live.
Wait, I got a question, JP.
Go ahead.
Hold on.
Why?
I can get the guy on the phone that told the race, and y'all can talk to him.
Why when people go out of town and they go to the track, bullshit, the races is bullshit, nobody say nothing, everybody scared to open their mouth. But soon as it's around Houston, even down around Texas, boy, they talk bad in the motherfucker. So why is it a secret now?
Hey, homeboy, let me tell you something. I'm finna address your question, little homie. I, in 42 years, ain't never bit my motherfucking tongue about nothing. If I went somewhere, I can't talk about that race right there because I wasn't there. Now, did I see it on live feed? Yes, I did see that on live feed. Looked like they had some good racing going on out there. But was I there to be able to judge? No, so, hell, I can't speak about that.
Right, I wasn't some good racing, and I didn't see too many cars make it down the goddamn track.
Well, I just seen racing, period. I went and 2-2 went down. That was the main event.
Boy, that's some bullshit.
You know, Chino went over there. Chino went over there. Couldn't, you know,
right,
I give that problem with
Chino, but we're not talking about Chino.
How the fuck I'm down in Chino? I said Chino went over there and had a problem. How the fuck am I down in it?
Okay, but we're not talking about Chino.
Hey, Drake, hold on right quick. Hey, hold on, wait a minute.
We're not talking about Chino.
I ain't trying to be, hey, look, I ain't trying to be funny, but Drake, what the fuck is you talking about? You wasn't even there.
I'm asking the question for the people that went down there.
We didn't win no races, but like I say, we had a good time, and a lot of recording probably went down on races. Only bad thing I would say, you know, the level ain't had a little problem with it. Other than that, I don't have no complaints about it.
But I'm saying, how was the track, Lorenzo?
I just said level ain't had a little problem with it. That's out.
But listen, what I'm saying is, Kate, I was trying to get a race with y'all. He was trying to get a race with Silver Dot. First thing y'all said, the track ain't there. But y'all ain't never been there, y'all say. But y'all go 10, 12 hours and no cars get down there, or and y'all bust the tires about right at the 400. But everything cool. Make it make sense to me. But
I'm going
to
tell you like this,
sir.
I talk with the crew. I want
to. About this.
Like I just said, I talk with the crew. I want to come to Everdale. But at the moment, we really can't. Most of the cars broke. And we're working on something else to get our main car right. So I told my boy, I said, man, we need to sit down and take a breather. Because like I said, we've been racing all year long everywhere. We have. Every weekend we racing.
No, right. I understand that. But I'm saying, but as soon as some fuck up go around here, everybody bad shit, talk down on, talk shit. But ain't nobody got nothing to say about what happened this weekend.
I heard
they only prepped the track one goddamn time. Yeah,
that
mean,
ain't true.
What was it?
Hey,
that
ain't true. You see what you just said, you heard. See, that's the problem.
Right,
y'all listening to you can't
shut the fuck
you,
up. Shut the fuck up. I'm not talking to you. You don't leave ass
that's
in the war.
You
the fuck
I heard.
Okay, well, I'm talking to Lorenzo, man. Get out
go ahead,
friend,
and talk to him. No, you ain't got no
go
business when you're on this trying to bash him, man.
Go on me, man. Shut the fuck up.
Suck my nuts.
Yeah, all right. You know what I mean? All right. Man, sit your ass down. I'll make
it won't come this way.
Man,
I promise
get out of my business
won't.
And quit. Say, man, shut the fuck up and go on me. Ain't nobody talking to Dookie Booty, whatever your name is. Ain't nobody talking to Dookie Booty, nigga. It's my fucking ass. All right,
shut
the fuck up.
That's Big Bookie.
Man, that's Dookie Booty, nigga. I mean, my bad. Excuse me about that word. That's Dookie Booty. See, that's what he meant to tell you. That's Dookie Booty.
Okay, he gave the wrong name. Right on.
No,
hey,
I think
hey,
you're just
Bill.
Saying it wrong. Bill, you're just okay, saying it wrong.
Okay, all right.
Hey, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill. I
yes,
bet
sir.
You that nigga better not say it and let me see him. I'm going to knock his little ass out.
All right, Drake.
I don't give a fuck. And
right,
I don't
Drake.
Give a fuck who he got with him. That don't mean that shit
don't
bother me. I don't
need nobody
I don't
for you,
Drake.
Go on.
All right, well,
go
call
on,
me
go,
that
go,
bullshit
go.
In person and see what I do to you. That's
all
right, I'm going to tell you.
Hold that thought, Drake. Hold that thought.
I ain't going to hold it.
No
I'm going to let you
it.
Have it.
Okay, well, I need
you. Gonna have a problem with what I do to your mother.
Dookie Booty,
ass.
Go on mute, man. Let me finish my conversation, man.
All right, bitch ass nigga.
Fuck you too, you little stinky hoe.
Hey, man, I thought we was on the show. What's going on, man?
About to put him in the private room, man.
Yeah, that was you better do, JP. Get the show.
Yeah,
JP,
cool,
get
man,
the show.
Fuck the private room.
Fuck your ass up. All right, Lorenzo, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but I'm saying, my understanding, I heard they only prepped the track one time, but, like, ain't nobody got nothing, nothing to say about nothing. But as soon as it happens down in Texas, boy, it'll be all over the internet.
Well, thing about it is, the track was prepped more than once. It's just the left lane couldn't get right for some reason. I mean, every car we took down left lane.
Left
lane
to what?
And left lane all weekend. Left lane all weekend. Well, they'll watch cartoons. Y'all mute y'all mic.
Hold on, one more. Hold on.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Larry, you still on here?
Yeah, I'm still right here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm back.
I ain't getting no answer. I was just asking the question.
No, they prepped more than
once.
Huh?
I said,
no, they did prep it more than once.
Oh, I'm just saying.
Just for some reason, right around mid-track, everybody was getting loose in the left lane.
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to get it to make it make sense to me. From what I heard, it was horrible down there, and I'm just shit. I was just trying to see how the outcome was.
No, I ain't gonna say it was horrible because there was some good races and there was some good money. That all, you know, you have to worry about your team, not what everybody else doing. That's where you get the excitement from, having fun with your own team. When you're worrying about everybody else, you'll never be happy. But it was a lot of racing, a lot of gambling going on. I will say that.
Yes, sir.
Great. With the girl.
Mike over.
Fucking cuz. Oh, fucking cuz. You talking about what's her name?
Yeah.
499-582. I'm just getting in, JT. I'm going to go back on mute and listen. Just listening.
Okay. Well, Laro, you got your answer?
I guess.
I'm only putting out there a lot of people, you know, down. A lot of people down talk, you know, people racing and everything, you know, this and that. But sitting at home, you can't get none to comfort. You know, people got to come and bring action to make a race. Sit back talking about the race, I ain't going to get no better.
No, I ain't saying that, but I was on here last week. And Dog was trying to lock y'all in and Silver Dollar. First thing came out of y'all mouth.
I'm not with Silver Dollar.
But I'm saying you were Tony them, right?
Tony's not with Silver Dollar.
I know X-Pill said it on the show a couple weeks ago that.
Remember he tried to get Tony too. He tried to get Tony. Dog tried to get Tony too, and Tony was like, "Yeah, the track ain't there. It don't be right." And that's when King had to stop him. He's like, "I don't know, man." And he's like, "Well, I ain't been down there. I just heard." But I'm saying then they go 10, 12 hours, and from what I look like, nobody was getting down the track. And it's cool.
The thing about it, we go there every year. Trick or treat. That's one of our dedicated races that we go to every year. And I've been wanting to come to Evadale, and I talked to Tony about coming to Evadale. And we've been making plans to go. Every time we planned on going, the weather wasn't right.
Oh, God. Shit, the weather wasn't right. for the last 3 or 4 years, that wasn't been nutritious.
No, it happened because I was gonna lock Miss Graham in with Chocolate City. We agreed on a race, and it rained out that weekend. COVID came in, that canceled the race.
Oh, you talking about the COVID time, but I'm talking about every time I went, shit, it was lovely. And every race got out, even the gangsters on 28. I don't remember him having no problems of the weather being bad. Only when that COVID started.
Well, I tell you, I locked in Miss Graham with Chocolate City, and it rained out the race.
I don't know about that. I just know. I mean,
I'll tell you what I did.
I ain't never had rain out none of my races, Renzo. It might have been another reason,
When I locked you in, I told you we coming down to Chocolate City. It rained out that weekend. The race was canceled.
It rained that Friday. It didn't rain Saturday. I never had a rain out at my race. I mean, I knew you wasn't coming because of the rain Friday, because you probably had to get here Friday to get together. But I never had a rain out at my race. I had that COVID time when the COVID they canceled the race. That was the only time my race didn't get off on this proper date. And this year was the second time because of rescheduling. But I never had a rain out. I mean, what you're saying is true. You were going to race and you were coming. That part true, but I never had a rain out.
Okay, well,
just,
I had mistaken on
Friday
that part.
When you were coming,
I knew
it was raining. Yeah, the Friday when you were coming out, it was raining real tough, and, you know, I guess you wouldn't have enough time to test, and that was under time. Coming from Dallas, you've never been to the track. But I never had a rain out there. No, it's all good. It's understandable. We're good on that. I just had to, you know, clear that up. Cause that's what Larry's talking about. He never had a rain out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I'm back on you. Go ahead.
And they like you, dog.
409.
You sound like coming here and check something. I'm talking about, I'm going back on.
No, I'm not checking that, man. I got a race to try to run, man. I ain't got time to be checking with nobody about nothing.
Mm-hmm. Check your temperature. Check your temperature.
Hey, dog.
Hey, what's up, Bill?
Look out, dog.
Go ahead.
Hey, try that on the phone, huh?
I mean, I don't know. He on the phone, JV?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, let me see.
Did he get his car out?
I want to see
if
he's
going to do a little shakedown.
You want me to call him?
Yeah.
Let me call him. Hold up.
Yeah, okay.
JP.
Yes, sir.
Man, every time I try to teach him something, I get disappointed.
What happened?
Yeah, I was waiting on him to at least say that his race was semi-annually. He know he gives two races a year.
He get two a year.
He didn't even mention it. God damn it.
409, 6436. Your mic open. You back on mute then. Somebody got some background noise. Hold on, let me see if I can find that shit.
Look like you got it.
Yeah, look like. See if I can find it.
Hey, Bill, he's going out of town, Bill. This Sunday, he won't be able to make it this Sunday.
Okay. Well, I might just have to save for the deal.
Yeah, something like that. Or when you get back, he's supposed to call in. The minute he got a lot of background noise where he is.
Oh, okay, okay. Now,
but he told me to say he won't be there this Sunday, but he won't race.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
Did you talk about that Mustang?
Yep.
Oh, make sure you ain't slip a ring in there on us.
Oh man, not dipping down for a minute. We ain't had a few little problems with it.
Oh yeah. We'll yak you back. We ain't gonna run off. We'll yak
you. It ain't still running the same.
Oh, it's still running the same?
Yeah, we ain't been nothing. We had put transmission in. That's about it.
Oh,
damn, it's so funny you get the transmission fixed when I ain't gonna be out there no more.
Huh? Yeah. What happened?
I ain't seen nothing, Bill. My bad. I thought I was gonna mute.
Well, shit, I was waiting on the move. You told me you were gonna give me the move, but I see y'all. I just have to wait and see what happened on that.
Yeah, man.
Every Sunday
I got there, you was there by yourself, you and Steve. Oh, matter of fact, yeah. While I'm thinking about it now, you know, they show talking a little rough about you, but they got a goddamn price on your head. Steve said he was mad, and him and Lil Bill, they was upset about a parachute picture or something, man. Up by the parachute, they say you was shooting a slug at him or something.
Oh, hell.
Man. Oh, there you go. He can explain it to you now.
There was no slug, Bill.
When they caught me, I was at the Waffle House eating, and they told me it was a picture came across with somebody saying this hat was you sure this man, this is real disrespect why you do it, how you did this man right here. Then he said, don't talk to that remind you of the bait. When he said
debate,
I bit down on the
phone because
I didn't.
Bill, I just asked him a question, man, because I wanted to know, because to me, the picture that I put on Facebook, it was more disrespectful because you could see the car that got the parachute put in his face was still under power. He still had flames coming out, and this man got his chute fully deployed. So I was asking a question, man.
I ain't really want to show that to the driver, but Steve. Oh man, yeah, but
there wasn't no shot at you, man. Y'all let me make it, man. There wasn't no shot, man. I got enough problems right now, man. Let me make it.
JP did play. We ain't saying that.
Oh, okay.
Hey, get out! They got the heat in their head now. I'm just telling you what's said when you ain't around.
I already know.
Hey, Steve was saying it with his chest, too. He can look fucked up.
Hey, I got to watch Steve. Because Steve's going to tell me. He's going to tell me exactly how he feels. So I got to be careful, especially when you got the cup in his hand.
Oh, yeah, that cup dangerous. That cup dangerous. That's
dealing. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
I'm about to be a couple of cuss words. With that cup in my hand, I'm going to be a couple of cuss words, too.
What'd you say,
Cheryl? 832-7969. Your mic open.
What's up,
JP?
This is Paul. I'm just asking.
What's up, Paul?
I ain't nothing much. I hear Lil Bill trying to fire up a little something, but I'm just listening.
All right. Well, call all me, all brother. All come all on, call when you want to say something. All
right. I want to say something.
832-4812.
Well, Michael. We want to keep you and do right by you. We only signed you for $400,000 or $150,000. We're going to give you $1.2 million.
Yes.
Over the next
2 years. Yeah, over there. Yeah, over there just having the whole conversation. Yeah, man. My show is quiet tonight, goddamn.
You ain't got no subject again, huh, JP?
Nah, man, I didn't think I had to have one, man. You know, people was calling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Saying, man, they were going to call in. They had some shit they wanted to get off their chest. And I ain't talking about Larry. It was up some other people. You know what I'm saying? There's some other people calling, talking about they had some shit to get out their chest. They were going to be calling in tonight. And I said, well, shit.
Well, JP, I'm going to start up the blues. Yeah. Y'all start it up then. Put the ass on blast. Crank it up.
That's right. Put them on blast. I'm with King on that.
Okay. 1-4-7-4-4-0.
I was trying to get it started.
Here go a missing one right here. He'll get it started.
God damn. Why always got to be defensive, bro?
Let's start some shit then, goddamn. Hey, little Larry tried to start some shit. They didn't go for it. Maybe Larry approach was a little different. Maybe you might come with some shit there to start some shit.
What Larry talks about? I was trying to see how what was going on with the race down there. I was trying to see how Dallas can go down there 10, 12 hours to a no prep race.
So 10, 12 hours to a no prep race? What are we talking about?
The race this weekend.
Talking about Trick or Treat?
Yeah.
Oh, that was no prep? Everybody knocking ties off?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I was trying to see, but ain't nobody really saying nothing, so I can't get no
feedback. Everybody got hit in the ass where it look.
Yeah, but I was trying to see how they go that far, but then they say even there the track is bad, but they go that far and can't even get down the track, and that's cool.
I can say I'd much rather even there to goddamn go to HMP. Even deal hook a whole lot better HMP, in my opinion. But that's just my opinion. Don't mean shit.
But then again, the thing is, Larry, shit. How you go to Holly Springs? But you're running down Holly Springs. But you scared to run down HMP?
I ain't never been to Holly Springs. I don't know. And they can Holly Springs.
They can short at HMP.
From a couple of them videos, that motherfucker do look short, but it's going uphill. I guess that might be an advantage. It don't look like a whole lot of shutdown room down there, and they got that big ass circle down there at the end. So I mean, I guess you got a little swing out room. I don't know. I ain't never been to Holly Springs, so I can't speak on them.
Yeah, I was trying to get some input on it, but they weren't gonna let it go down.
But now I had a question about the topic. My phone's gonna get ready to die, but I'll go ahead and ask directly.
I'm with you. As soon as I leave out the restaurant, I'm gonna turn it back up. I'm with you. I'm with you now.
Well, hurry up and get up out the restaurant then. Hurry up. You taking too long.
Question you got, Joe?
Nah, I mean it could be a possible topic or a question or however y'all wanna look at it. I'm trying to see it was a post made on Missing Monday from Quan, saying that you know they was the bully of the week because they drove all the way to they went all the way to Holly Springs and couldn't get no race. You know what I'm saying? And I come in on there. You know what I'm saying? It's a difference in can't get no race and not getting the race you want. My question is because we always say you know the famous saying is. You know what I'm saying? A fast car don't always win. And then, you know, another saying is you know, money is what stops goods racing. So my question is, how far do you need to go or how far are you willing to go to not race, to just sit on the trailer and beat on your chest like you're a bad motherfucker but not race? Because if I drive 10 hours, 8 to 10 hours away, I'm happy to get out of line. You know, I might not bet no $15,000, $20,000, but, I might jump out there for about $1,500 or two. I just think it's, you know, I mean, that's just me. I'm just curious to see what everybody else thinks. I mean, if you go, let's say, you know, 8 to 12, because, I mean, Keisha's the same shit. You know what I'm saying? Keisha came all the way from Georgia to run Little Larry at D&D race. You know what I'm saying? And then they got Punk out. They had plenty of offers all night to run. They wouldn't get out there. Granted, they didn't come back on Monday talking about they was no bully. But I'm just saying, I drive halfway across the country. And I'm trying to race somebody. If it's really a sport and you really out here for, you know what I'm saying, for the hobby and for the fun of it, you're going to try something. I mean, goddamn.
Well, Joel, we took 4 cars. I had all cars with races. 3 of them broke.
I know Quan had two lock-ins, I think. And you know, they got paid punk out, which is cool. That's understandable.
We went with no lock-in.
But you're missing my point. I'm not talking about what y'all did. Y'all tried. You know what I'm saying? Y'all tried. You can't do it about a car being broke. You can't do shit about that. But if you drive 8 miles away and let's say lockers you had paid park out, which is what happened with Quan them and with Keisha. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not just about Quan. It's just I'm talking in general.
Yeah.
If you drive that far away from the house, expecting race. You know what I'm saying? You talk that shit like Alan been talking all week. I just want to race somebody. But then when somebody step up, then you tuck your tail running because it ain't the race you want. How can you beat on your chest talking that shit?
Well, the thing about racing, you got to take chances sometimes.
Exactly. That's my whole point. You got to take chances sometimes, especially if you drove that far away. It ain't free. It ain't free to drive cross a couple of states to race. You know what I'm saying? So that's my question. What does it take to get out there and race when you go that far away? Opposed to just sitting on the
same line. I mean, I ain't nowhere in the world should nobody get a race at a race. If you want a race, you're going to try something. If it ain't for a locker, we come off the trailer for a pot. We lost. We tried something.
Right.
We didn't know nothing about the car. We just liked the race.
And that's fun. And I mean, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, I would have tried the same thing. Or something similar. I'm not finna drive across country.
No.
And not race. I mean, I gotta try somebody. I got to. That's case. Yep. I should just flew out there and just been a spectator.
One thing about winning, go nowhere and not do nothing. We might not win, but we're gonna try something. And I feel, you know, anybody that really wanna race, that's what they should do. I mean, it ain't all about, you know, winning all the time.
Exactly. So, I mean, it can boil down to the money. It can boil down to the pride, you know what I'm saying, not wanting to lose. It can boil down to, you know what I'm saying, shit, the money ain't coming out your pocket because, you know what I'm saying, you just, you know what I'm saying, part of the group. But, you know what I'm saying, you ain't the one hauling the car back and forth, this, that, paying for gas, paying for nitrogen. I mean, all that shit takes, you know what I'm saying, takes, I guess it's part of it. So
yeah.
I mean, I'm just asking because as we know, everybody who got these cars ain't the owners, ain't the drivers, ain't the tuners or whatever. So I'm just curious because you know what I'm saying, I travel, I used to, I ain't this shit in a couple years, but if I go to fucking Prescott, which ain't over 3.5 hours away, I'm running somebody unless my shit broke. If I come to Houston, I'm running somebody unless my shit broke. If I go to goddamn Memphis, Georgia, South Carolina, Florida, I'm going to try to have about 3 or 4 races. Just so I can say I came out and do what I'm supposed to do. If I lose, I lose. I'm going back to the horse book as fuck. But I'm not going to come back to say I didn't race nobody. Like, that's just point blank stupid.
Same way I see it. I mean, we went all the way to Florida last year, had problems with the car. We still grudge.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all got Texas hitting the ass, too. But y'all tried.
I mean,
both of them got their races. I'm like, God damn, these niggas fucking up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You got out there, you try. That's, it's a sport. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to win them all. You're not going to lose them all. But, you know, you got to try something.
Yeah.
I'm curious. That was my question. It could be a topic or not. I don't know. I don't really don't care. My phone can really die. If I had Abram get on here right quick. I told JP about the other day. And he's like, that'd be a good topic to bring up. See what everybody thought about it.
But.
Hey, boy, you're right. I ain't gonna lie to you. You're right. I got some. I'm gonna crank it up in a minute. I'm gonna crank it up in just a minute.
I mean, what's the secret that went on that I found out about later on?
You say what, Larry? Though?
There was some secret stuff went on over there. You know, I ain't gonna talk about it. We can make up for it. I mean, it's crazy, but that's how it is.
Yeah.
But like I say, we're going to make up for it. I ain't even speak on it, but they'll know when it's done.
I don't know, but you definitely can't.
So, what you saying? They shouldn't be called the Bullies because they didn't try to get another race, or
you said, what you saying?
Be called the Bullies, or they shouldn't call themselves Bullies because they didn't get the race that they won instead of the race that they.
You can't be a bully. You're not a bully if you go that far and you don't race nobody. I don't care what the stipulations is. If you a bully, you a fucking bully. You know what I'm saying? You bought no fade out, right or wrong?
That's right.
I feel like if you're gonna call yourself a bully, you walked around the whole goddamn track.
The whole track.
Nobody looked on the start line.
You went on the start line and made an announcement. That's what you did. You a bully. That's what you, not no picking and choosing. Ain't no bully picking and choosing shit.
Now, some of the cars were outclassed. You can still be a bully and not run a pro mall with a street car.
I mean, was there any pro mods out there other than goddamn, say, maybe Shoddy and goddamn Game Over?
Well,
of course you're not going to do no shit like that.
They probably could have went to the mic and said, we'll run anybody that's shit like us versus we'll run anybody on the yard.
They could have said they'll run any street style, any all glass, all steel, or something, you know, something along them lines.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Any small block. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, you know what I'm saying, the whole setup of that car. But I'm just saying, they could have, if they was really trying to be a bully, they could have made it known, opposed to just saying, you know, well, we asked four or five different cars that we thought we can get by. And they said no. So, no. And it's the same thing with Keisha. Like I said, I'm not even just talking about this past weekend. I'm talking because Keisha came up here and did the same goddamn thing when Lil Larry paid Punk out. Keisha had plenty of offers from different cars, you know what I'm saying? Shit, a couple cars wasn't even fast, Keisha. You know what I'm saying? One in the back tire, you know, a couple other little different things. No. Y'all don't sit like us. No. Y'all don't sit like us. No. Like, God, nigga, y'all done drove 15 hours to not race? Ain't no fucking way. And we all know Keisha bad motherfucker. You trying to tell me what no car the D&D race, that corner race that Keisha could have ran other than Lil Larry? We all done seen Keisha lose. We all done seen Keisha win.
Yeah, so, but Keisha didn't say they were the bullets, so that's the difference in the situation.
I mean, yeah, they was cool with coming back, you know what I'm saying, with the fuck out money. You know, they didn't come back beat on their chest, I guess, because they already feel like everybody know they a bad motherfucker. I guess they don't need the notoriety, put it that way.
Yeah.
But
I got
I'm not talking about the whole, I'm just saying, my question is, how far, or, you know, how far is too far to go to that, you know what I'm saying, not to race? That's two examples. From Dallas to Memphis, which is basically Holly Springs, you know what I'm saying, that's a good 7.5-8 hours. And from goddamn Dallas to Georgia, there's shit, 12-13 hours. I mean, what you got to do, go from coast to coast?
What if it's only slim pickings? You make a race?
I'm going to make something to go that far.
But they didn't lose. I mean, they probably would have won one, but they didn't lose. They got a punk out. They got something. They could have went down there.
So they didn't lose. So they didn't lose. So does a punk out count as a win?
No, I mean, some people count them as wins, you know.
Yeah. Them people's weak.
That's your opinion, though, Joe. You can't put everybody in a hole about the way
that's
you
just
feel.
Like, that's just like, okay, that's just like saying if two boxers box and they have a draw, they didn't lose, they win.
You said they have a draw and they lose. What you say that again?
I said if two boxers box and it's a draw at the end of the fight, neither one of them lost. So who won?
Shit is a draw.
Exactly.
But a punk out is not a draw. A punk out is either your car, two reasons, your car can't make
it.
A punk out
is you getting paid for wasting your time. That's what a punk out is
okay,
for.
Okay, but a punk out is you paying me because either your car's not fast enough, you're scared, or your car broke. It's an L on your end.
Okay.
Right? I mean, in my opinion.
I mean, your opinion
is
L.
A punk out is far from a draw. A draw, I would consider a draw, a rain out, or either both parties admit that they wasn't ready that night or whatever, and y'all just agree to keep each other money. That would be a draw, but a punk out is not a draw.
No, it's not a draw, but I mean, like you say, it's just, I guess they eat your phone. It's not a win either.
Yeah, basically. I mean, because I ain't going to lie, sometimes some people count them. I ain't going to lie, I like to count my punk out if I want to count.
Yeah.
But see, it's not an L in my book. And then they make it so bad, you know. Some of them boys would have called it the hoe out. That's a L. Somebody said you paid the hoe out. It's like you just, you know, that's a L.
Yeah.
Really, in turn, you put it in that kind of term. You can't say nothing about it. You can't do nothing about it because you paid it. So if you want to call it the punk out or the hoe out, you got to take that. That L.
Yeah.
I mean, in my opinion, I ain't trying to argue. So, I mean, they didn't lose. I mean, maybe they could have found better races or more races, but, you know, maybe they
didn't. I mean, on the flip side, you know, since you consider that a pop a win, half a win, or whatever, you know what I'm saying, now you can half-ass kind of get out of line with other people's money. Because, you know what I'm saying, you can if it's not about the pride and about the money, you can still race and have fun with somebody else's money. At least one race.
Yeah.
That's the case.
Yeah, but it's like you said, maybe they didn't get the race they wanted.
That's exactly what it is. It ain't no maybe. Like somebody just said a while ago, ain't no way you can go to a race and can't get no race. You just not getting the race you want. But
let me ask a general question to either Lorenzo or King B. Because I was listening to Forever Grudge, and I want to ask Stevie Lorenzo, do they think that it would have been better if it had more lock-ins? Because you had a bunch of people that showed up there just knowing that they was going to get a race.
Well, we went with no lock-ins. My bad. And we had five races and other races in line to run. We went with no lock-ins over there.
Right. You know, just listening to Forever Grudge, he was talking to a whole bunch of people, and a bunch of them didn't have lock-ins. And like you say, Holly Springs is a big race, and normally you don't need a lock-in to get there. Do you think that might have had a little impact on the race itself? Even though a lot of people probably went to duck race also, you can't discount that either.
I personally feel like if you truly trying to race, you don't have to have a lock-in to go somewhere.
Nope. You don't have to. So we travel all the time to race with nobody.
But, I mean, I would prefer to have one just to say, you know, you got a guaranteed race because it is some shaking motherfuckers out there. The only difference is if you ain't got no lock-in, you might have got out of line a lot sooner than you wanted to. But, you know, you can still get a race. That's the only difference. But I got to put my phone on charge. I was just calling to just, you know what I'm saying, put that on everybody's mind.
All right, King back, baby, King back. I'm ready to go now.
I'll get with y'all.
All right, Joe.
Hello?
What you got, King?
Man, come on with it, man. You've been threatening for the last hour. Good. Come on, man. All little acting like you eating and all little.
Trying to look
whatever. You know what I'm about to do.
What you been doing? That motherfucker getting fat, boy. You been on the spot, boy.
He know he on mute, y'all. He know he not on mute yet. Yeah, he know he not on mute.
Yeah, I fucked up. I thought somebody called
out that voice they hear in the background, then he'd be mad.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know that voice. They don't know that voice. They don't know. They're not her. Yeah.
832.
They ain't gonna know.
4812, it might go.
You go motherfucker, 8000.
The wrong one, I told him. 504-9594. Might go.
Yeah, him. It threw me in a queue.
5-0.
King, tell us about the race, then. King.
Oh, man. And all overall, man, it was some good shit. You know what I'm saying? It was a bunch of grudge racing going on over there. For the few ones that did go over there and actually grudge race. You know what I'm saying? And then just say that grudge race. You know. So and all in all, it was good. It's about damn near like any other thing else, man. You know what I'm saying? Getting staging lanes, a lot of downtime. You know what I'm saying? A lot of downtime. Shit. I ain't gonna lie to you. I am disappointed in that prep, though. And one thing I ain't gonna lie to you about, I am disappointed. All the way disappointed. I'm all the way disappointed about that. But if you a bad motherfucker, that was the place to be. You know what I'm saying? That was the place to be. Cause you gonna get you some action. You ain't get no action. Something wrong. Two guys over there. Something wrong. Cause I goddamn had it on my mind. I'm a bad motherfucker. I come straight off the goddamn ramps over there, not playing no games at all. I ain't put the truck in park good enough. I come in and jump out the porch. As soon as I come through the gate, grab me somebody. I ain't waste no time. You know what I'm saying? So I went over there and went 1-1. I think I did pretty good. If it went for that damn, track, wasn't worth the fuck. Probably went on 2-0. Shit. I wouldn't, I don't think I would have lost now fucking race. But other than that, man, they had some good grudge races over there. It was cool.
Track
wasn't worth the fuck, but it was cool.
Yeah, it was just cool.
But
you got the answer now, Larry. I'm about to give you a definitive answer.
Yeah. Okay, Larry. Come on, Larry. Turn me up, Larry. All I want to do, if you got the key, open the door up, and I'm going on in. That's all you got to do. If you got the keys, just open it up. It's not like you're disappointed about something. What's up? What you really want to be said? Come on with it. No. It really wasn't about you. It was just like people, like, I hear a lot of people say they don't go to HMP because it's too short. I ain't never been out of state, but I heard that was it. Damn, it's just as short as HMP, but if nobody's not complaining about that, then they go down there, and I look at some live feed, ain't nobody really get down the track, but they say it's cool, it's okay, I had fun, but Dow tried to lock in a few cars for his race, and a lot of people say they don't know if they coming. Yeah. They don't think the track was right, and you had to straighten the three of them up, saying that the track is there. So I was just trying to see if they can make that make sense to me, but it didn't go nowhere. I ain't gonna lie to you, Larry Road. You do got a valid point. You know what I'm saying? Holly is short. You did what I'm saying. Holly is short, so you shouldn't. If you were running that Holly, you damn sure shouldn't have no goddamn problem running in no goddamn HMP. Cause both of them bitches short. You know what I'm saying? You better be quick on the parachute or quick on your brakes or something. You better have something to slow your ass down over there. So your ass going to be up in something if you don't know what the hell you're doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that right now. You know what I'm saying? But Holly got like down there at the edge, down there at the end, they got like, it's another opening that go out to another circle part. You know what I'm saying? Another track. No, I don't say track. You know, another little, you know, it's like a little circle. You know what I'm saying? You can pull it down through there. But shit, if you don't know what you're doing, you'll miss it. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know how to, you know, you'll miss it. Man. You don't know what you're doing. You ain't got no business going down through there fucking around. Cause you're going to get fucked up. I'm telling you right now. And then far as, like you said, about Evadale, shit, last couple times I've been to Evadale. I ain't going to say last couple times. Every time I done went to Evadale, I ain't never had a fucking problem. I went over to Evadale on Slick. When we was running small tire Slick, and goddamn me, I blitzed down through that motherfucker. Shit, I took BLM over there. I ran down that motherfucker in BLM. So if motherfuckers talking about some
even the LA hooking shit, something wrong with that goddamn man. They crazy as fuck. And you know what I'm saying? So, you know, plus my boy K-Dog got that $10,000 clue over there.
That Black Lives Matter went down through there, and it ain't never been on the track or nothing, untested and everything. You ain't bust a tire, not one time. You was just jumping over the track. That's all.
Man, that goddamn K-Dog got that, man. K-Dog bad motherfucker, man. Don't nobody never let pay, man. K-Dog bad, man. K-Dog got this down that motherfucker loose over there, motherfucker.
Man, I don't know where he get that.
That's the only time a 10 gonna come up, man. We ain't got no $10,000 worth. We got $10,000 worth of racing. Ain't got no glue up there like that, man.
Glue.
Yeah, don't believe that hype.
Glue.
Man. Nah, don't believe that hype. I don't know where that rumor started. It need to end. If we got $10,000, it ain't the glue.
I don't know. I know you ain't got no problem going over there missing down no goddamn evil boy. Straight up. For real. King said that. Now, I had a little problem getting down the island. I'm waiting on Pepper Grill.
I heard old Mike Dillon on here. Where he go?
He need to post that video when I got me a motherfucker. I'm mad the motherfucker. He posted all them goddamn videos and put no goddamn BLM up gapping the motherfucker.
I saw was one race. I don't even think you race. I'm just trying to be honest.
That's what I'm saying. See what I'm saying? That motherfucker don't think I race. You see what I'm saying?
Man, ain't so.
Somebody can buy me a bag. You want to put that one up?
52 plate?
Hell nah.
King,
I had a whole nother drugs right
there. Hey, King,
somebody
can buy me a bag.
Man.
What you want me to do? You want to put that one up, the one they inboxed me or no?
Nah, hell nah. They ain't inboxed you. Nah, I want you to see the grudge race when the motherfucker on side. Motherfucker got on side. Fuck the goddamn solo trip.
Okay.
I mean, solo trip looking good, though. I'm pretty sure if you got a solo trip over there, I made some good looking solo trips now. The solo trip look good. Now, I'm saying it didn't.
Oh, okay. Why ain't gonna post it?
832-4812.
Can you made us wait an hour for you to get out of the restaurant for that, man?
Man, what else you want me to say? All right, well, let me go on beat on my chest. Man, that boy King be a bad motherfucker, man.
Man, ain't nobody got that video.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up while I'm talking.
Okay,
go ahead,
bro.
I'm a bad motherfucker. I got on that goddamn slab by my damn self with no motherfucking help. I took out and cleaned the motherfucking holly. I went over there and processed and goddamn me, made some badass shakes. Goddamn me, it rained out Friday. I pulled in the gate Saturday. 5 minutes. If you ever been to holly, you got to come up over a hill. When you come up over the hill, you can see the whole track. While I was sitting up there waiting to get in the waiting in line, I was scoping the track. I said, I said, yep. I see one who I like. I pulled in, I walked over there, I opened up them people door. The people say, damn, King B, you just gonna open up our door? I said, fuck y'all. I don't give a damn what y'all talking about. They said, man, shut our door. I said, I looked inside. I said, this small block car, woo-woo-woo. They said, yeah. I said, well, get your ass up there. I'm gonna put my motherfucking car on the charger. As soon as that bitch say float, we're going straight to the lane. And that's what we did. We went straight up there. We had a whole fella fest. You know what I'm saying? I sat back for a little while.
Flag on the play. Flag on the play.
What?
You missed something. After y'all come off the hill,
what?
Y'all got the water box, and your car tried to teach you on itself. And you had to figure out you left your radio to cap off. If you don't give me the play, give me the whole play, King. Give me the whole play.
All right, okay. Okay. So a bad motherfucker like me, fucking with BLM, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was over there. I went back over the program. I opened up the radiator cap. I looked in there, made sure, you know, water level was straight. Everything was straight. And I forgot to tighten up the water cap. I started doing the burnout. They said, oh, King leaking water. That motherfucker wasn't leaking no goddamn water. I put the radiator cap back on that motherfucker and got right back in the goddamn water bottle. Now what else you got to say, Kate? Then I come back around. I'm sitting in the staging lane. I pull the car in the staging lane. I'm going to give me one of these bounces running around here.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucking Drew Iron on, I think it was a shower wheel or something. I said, man, what the hell you got? Y'all, man, we got old street car, man. Woo, woo, woo. Which he was lying like a motherfucker. He looked over at that program. Yeah, he pull up over there with this old big block ass motherfucker head hanging all down to the goddamn ground. Look at this big old motherfucker. I was scared of him up. I was shaking in my boots. I told myself, I said, man, bad motherfucker like you better not never let a bouncer shake you up. I told him, lock the money in. We sat right there. We got the money up. We counted the money. We got the money up. Shit, we got in the bottle. Shit, I goddamn left on that fool. I never seen him, and I threw my dirty drawers in his face. Goddamn, I popped the shoe in that dude's face.
We didn't see it.
I know you ain't see it, but wait till you wait. I'm a gun because
I'm saying we didn't see it, man. It's been a whole week, bro.
He's gonna get it up there. He better.
All I can say is what I seen, man. You could say you gapped it with the parachute. You could say you done it. We didn't see it, man.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't see it, man.
Man, do anybody got the best girls, dude, man, phone number so they can get this man on the phone, tell him here, fuck this shit.
I need to see a video. Cause
you got
up to
it.
Me, that ain't good enough. I need to see it.
I need to see it.
He analyzed it. You could have read, lit, you could have crossed the center lane. I don't know. I didn't see the video.
No, I didn't see. Mm-mm. I ain't crossed no center lane.
Let me just see the video. Let me see the video. That's all I'm at. It could have been just a shakedown. You claiming a dub. I don't know, man. I just need to see the video, brother. Let me see the video.
Hell nah, it was money on the world.
Okay. I'm going to be looking now. But he showed plastered that L up there. See, it seemed like it was
some stuff
going on, too. He plastered you and Chuck Lefin in one video. Like, those are the only two ways to do it. Yeah. H Boogie versus Texas. Like H Boogie slap Texas. Like slap Texas out of Texas mouth. Come on, man. You know.
I ain't appreciate that at all.
But you know, it's their side over there, you know.
Oh,
let me
nine,
see your dog,
six,
man.
6283.
So you gonna go and look at XPL or you cool?
Yep. I'm looking for him. We back at home.
Mighty quiet. Yeah, he's quiet. He been on the shed the last week, the other week.
Well, he got fucked up down there too, in that left lane. He went over there, dude over there, the car, red light. The car did something, but the car never left the line. He goddamn lead take the trip. She get about 200 feet out there, the car get wiggled on. He crossed the goddamn line.
On the left lane.
And listen to me, I think that was some biased shit too, because to me, it didn't look like he crossed the lane, but everybody else didn't cross the lane. But that ain't my fight. You know what I'm saying?
Now, I did see a video with a Trans Am running a Mustang. That Trans Am looked like he touched that line across it or something, and they still gave him the win. I don't forgot the name of Project X versus Casino. That Camaro in the tent when he made a shakedown, he touched the center line. But I don't know what kind of rules they had. But yeah, he was in that left lane too. He went over close to the line and corrected the car, but it went over though. But they didn't argue about it, so maybe he didn't cross. They were for a nice
they
spot.
They
argued about
it. They argued about that XPM.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It didn't look like he crossed the lane to me. It looked like he got out of shape. He got close. But it don't look like he crossed. But hey, it is what it is.
You must suck on the enlightenment.
If it was up to me, we'd have been still arguing about that motherfucker right now. For real, what? Cross the lane? Motherfucker, where? Hell no. Nah.
Yeah.
It looked like he crossed. That motherfucker didn't look like he crossed the lane.
But I'm fit to be messy for a second. Wasn't they on your head last week? They must have something they didn't like.
Oh, he might have. Get his ass on the phone. I'm pretty sure he listens. Yeah, he must have seen something he ain't like. He probably don't want no smoke.
Man, just like that?
Man, just like that. Motherfucker probably don't want no smoke. I just told him. I said what I said.
Well, I don't know what you're doing, man. I mean, you're down there with him.
Hey, what they call? Hey, how that old thing go? You don't like what I said? Hit me in my mind.
Yeah, hit me right in my mouth.
Yeah.
They used to say my lip ain't busting, my back ain't dirty. You must like what I said.
Huh?
You had to like what I said.
Hmm.
And Lorenzo still on the phone with JP?
No.
Oh.
He come on here and see what he said, and he got there and told his ass.
He didn't want to be a part of that left lane massacre problem. He didn't want that. He
didn't
want that.
We can get it bald head ass on this motherfucking phone. God damn it, I tell him this motherfucking left lane wasn't doing a bitch ass thing. But let them tell it, they race down there on the regular. You know what I'm saying? Or they race the way they race. You know what I'm saying? Oh, there wasn't nothing wrong with that motherfucker, man, this down the third. You know what I'm saying? You know how they I ain't gonna sit there and just knock that man race, man. You know what I'm saying? But you know that left lane. You know what I'm saying? Really both lanes wasn't really working with a goddamn thing. You know what I'm saying? But if that's how they like to race, that's how they like to race. I know a handful of people come over there to me and said, man, we come over there to goddamn Texas, man. We went to XRP and that Texas Motorplex. Man, that motherfucker working over there, man. That's some bullshit over there. That's what they told me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Don't let me be, the bearer of bad news. You know what I'm saying? Texas got the baddest motherfucking tracks in the world. You know?
Well, I'm quite sure they didn't take, you say some of them told you, though. Some of them told you that was true.
Yeah, man.
I just can't see everybody being so quiet in the last week. He was on your head now. He was on your head last week. Had me think you was a little nervous on the cool.
Yeah.
Had me think you was a little nervous when you was on your head. You was quiet. You didn't get out JP or he trying to call him?
I don't know. I guess he's trying to call him. He's still on here. Yeah.
I lost money on everybody. He's trying to give me some of my money back. I lost Mr. King on everybody.
So quiet on here tonight.
It happened. What happened when you ain't no time?
Oh, you heard my thought.
Well, he told you that in that real quiet, didn't he? He said that in real quiet.
That was a big delay.
Everybody had a bunch of bullshit about TOT, man. You know, about Tessa Tune.
Tessa Tune. You can nominate Wiz to give you a topic every week. Oh yeah, well you might well come on with it, Wiz. You know you're in the mix. You know what be going on.
I try to keep up. I need to get back out there. I'm going to got some issues right now. When we get us straight, I'll be back out there.
Oh, yeah. My bad. You did tell me. My bad. I still forgot about that.
832-1304. What's up, baby?
Hey.
What up? I'm looking for
K-Dawg. Uh-oh. Here I go. I'm like, Mystica. Here I go.
You want to do something at your race?
Who is this?
Slantback.
Slantback. What you got, Slantback? What you trying to do something with?
Camaro, Miss Graham.
What Camaro?
Well, there you go, K-Dawg.
I don't know what car. I don't know what I'm talking to, man.
Oh, man.
Slantback. Who in there is Slantback, man? Hey, send me a picture of the Camaro. We'll talk about it.
All right, that's the best.
Oh, say that again. Mm-hmm. Slapback, say that again.
Mm-hmm.
Lock in, Slapback. Yeah, lock in. Lock in, Slapback. Yeah, lock in, Slapback. Yeah.
Hey, where you went? You
went to Bush? JP, go on, lock Slapback in, man.
Slapback in the
window.
What's
going on, man?
JP, lock Slapback in, man. JP, lock Slapback in.
What did he say his name was? Slapback? Flatback?
Slapback, yeah.
Flatback, gonna leave the leg flat on his back.
You got an offer?
Yeah, he likes to be a... Yep.
Hey, you got an offer?
Who, me?
Huh?
Yep. Slapback. Okay, lock in.
Huh? JP.
Two on them. Hey,
JP,
okay.
JP, you got
lock offers? Lock it. Lock in. 2-10.
You got an offer?
Lock
in, then.
We're going to
hit a kid, you
did.
I know you never lost offers.
You might go for it. All
right, I decline.
Okay. Don't ask me to race
over. 713-7. But we'll do some of that Camaro you're talking about, though.
Oh, you will?
Yeah, yeah. That pink one? You about that hot pink one y'all got?
Oh, you seen that one already?
Yep.
That ain't
supposed.
Nobody's
supposed to see that
tweet
already.
713-7887.
Your mic off. Hey, what's going on,
JP?
What's up, man?
I got a question for
K-Dog. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Nick, what's going on, buddy?
Is it true? Did they send a B team down there?
Well,
you
Nick,
made a post on Hood to Hood. I'll say it too.
Well, Nick, I'm not sure. Nick, I'm not sure. One of the fellas on the phone, is King B still on the phone? Is that with the B stand for the B team? Is King B on the phone? Can he clarify this? I don't know, Nick.
I don't know who went. I ain't part of the B team.
So, I don't know nothing about no 18, B team, nothing. You get what I'm saying?
I'm going to your ass team.
Yeah, that's what team I'm on.
Ain't gonna do shit.
I tell you what. Whoever looking for me, hurry up in these upcoming weeks. I bet they ain't gonna have no problem with me applying there. I'll tell you that. So now what? Yeah,
man, I was asking K-Dog a question. I was asking K-Dog a question.
All right then, where King B came up in the situation, so King B spoke up.
Did you go?
Yeah, go lay down.
I told you, I didn't even know who went.
King B went, Nick.
It sounded like you were trying to call your team the B team.
No.
I should have said C team. I didn't know you take it all personal like that. Well, King B, don't look into it too much. All I'm telling you is. So who lost?
I bet if anybody looks.
Who won or who lost?
So I win 1-1. Great. So I won 1, lost 1. So what?
Okay. That's good.
King B, let me reiterate this in y'all conversation. You know Nick affiliated with that white Corvette, turbo Corvette, right?
Right.
Oh, man, come on. I ain't got nothing to do with what I asked.
Oh, you're right, Nick. God damn, Nick, let me be a promoter. God damn, Nick, you take all the fun. I don't want to talk to you. You don't know that. I don't want to talk about it. I'm mad.
Go ahead, K-Dog. I'm sorry. I apologize for interrupting you, Mr. K-Dog. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just trying to let him know that you tuned slash drive sometime at the white Corvette. So, you know, if he had some issues with it, he might want to see what Nick talking about. That's all I was just trying to do, man. But y'all done messed my whole vibe up. Now, I don't know what's going on.
Say what you said.
What?
Well, what I'm saying is, do BLM want to look at, what's his name? Ghost? Not Ghost. What's that?
Stone Cold.
How you going to try to? Man, how you going to try to amp something up if you don't even know who it is? What car is that?
Matt, the white Kareem white vet.
Kareem?
Ghost.
Yeah, if he wants to smoke with me, that's not my car. I don't run turbos, but some weak turbos I will run. Oh shit! Well, I can talk to my people then. How about that?
Yeah, I said what I said. I ain't got to repeat myself. I ain't no goddamn on radio. I ain't no cassette player. I ain't no CD player. Matter of fact, I'm more like Pandora. Because Pandora, you can't go back. All you can do is go forward. That's the only thing I can do is go forward. Yeah, now. So, I bring that to you, though. Drop it in your pipe. Do whatever you got to do. But you can smoke it, shove it, however you like it. You get there.
In other words,
What you looking to do, Mr. King B?
Uh-oh.
Huh.
Now that you're talking about
it. Make it light on yourself, brother. That's all you got to do when you come talk to me. Just make it light on yourself.
Hmm.
I'm treated the hard way. I don't tell nothing about nothing. Hmm. I ain't got no mind.
Uh-huh.
If I don't like it, I just told you. If I don't like it, I'm going to respectfully decline. If I like it, I'm going to oblige you. I don't run turbo cars, but there's some weak turbo cars out there I will try.
Mm. Like which one?
Mm.
Like that Corvette or whatever one, whatever y'all talking about.
Okay, so you
that Kareem
right.
car.
Cool.
Yeah, that Kareem car. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. That's what they going to call him. Yeah. 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 That's what he is. Yeah. Yeah. Now what Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, what his specialty is?
Mm. I don't know.
You don't know?
I didn't even have that on my mind until Mr. K-Dog brought it up, but I was just trying to figure out what the record was. As a fan, you know, I want to jump on
there.
It was 1-5, Nick. 1-5, Nick. 1-5.
1-5 for what? Texas?
One of the record. King B 1-1, and ever overall Texas lost 5 from what I heard.
God. All right.
But see, you walk in the party being missed, and you got drawing on now. So what you going to do now?
I know.
Yeah, got drawing on.
That's all right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just checking. So you gonna lay that down, or you gonna let him just draw you like that? Huh?
No, I'm
gonna get
back.
Boy, that boy came out.
Man, get out of my business, King. I'm just trying to keep the party level.
Get that Rudy V.
Hey, I was waiting to hear some numbers being thrown around.
Very white sounding ass.
I was waiting for some numbers to be thrown. I was waiting to hear lock in. Yeah, that's what I was waiting to hear, some lock in numbers or something.
Now, Nick said you wrote it down.
I can't do that. It's not my car. I can't do that.
I understand, Nick. I understand.
And I didn't draw on nobody, so.
No, that's true. You didn't. They drew on you, though, Nick. They drew on you.
Yeah, I know.
I'm here to be messy. Yeah. You come to the court asking about another race, and the man threw his pistol in your face, man. I can vouch for that. I'm not going to go to court with it, but, you know, in the back lines, I can vouch for that. Yeah.
No, I got you.
It's up to you to, you know, say y'all want to have a...
I'll talk to the powers that be, and then we'll figure something out. If he wants to do it, then he's going to do it.
Okay.
So
you'll take 10 paces and turn, you know, you get your gun, you got his gun, take 10 paces, turn around, and, you know, see who the last man standing, you know, that kind of stuff.
Ain't even nothing to think about it. He just locked his ass in.
Whoa.
I heard him
well,
locked in
there. JP, open up his mic. Open up his mic if
uh-oh,
he's on
uh-oh.
Here. I don't know. You tell me.
Uh-oh.
Oh, huh? No,
I don't
no,
know
no,
if
no.
he's on here.
I'm talking about King B. I'll lock his ass in. Shit.
Oh.
He say Kareem on here. Open his mic. You heard him.
I'm looking for him. I'm looking for him, yeah. Looking for him, goddamn. Kareem, if you're on here, press the goddamn one button. Don't be motherfucking high, because if I see your ass on here, I'm going to pull your ass out of these bushes. Oh, I got him.
You might don't want to be fine.
I got him.
Uh-oh.
Kareem, your mic is hot.
What up, Jay Chisel?
No. No, goddamn it! You've been summoned. You've been summoned to the court. To the court, sir.
But what's going down? What's the summons?
What's going on? You've been on here listening. Don't act like you ain't here, King.
I just got out of baseball practice with my son. Come on, you know this baseball season. What's going down?
Okay. Well, K-Dog, you gonna go
ahead and get called down on.
Yeah, well, they got a Black Lives Matter vehicle looking for Stone Cold, or we'll look at Stone Cold if that was what you choose to do.
No, he said he don't run turbo cars. Oh, let me see how he said he don't run turbo cars. He say, but he do run weak turbo cars, and he say I will run that bitch. So basically, so many words. You got a weak motherfucker over there. And he put a black stripe down the side of that motherfucker. And he said, make it light on. And he said, make it light on yourself. He said, make it light on yourself. That was the last word I think he said. Make it light on yourself. So I guess he feels real comfortable.
I know I've been having problems with my tail lights, but he can check one of them for me.
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
We can go that route.
That's a little mild turbo talk. You can check my tail light, buddy.
Damn.
Yeah. What time you at, man?
Check my tail light.
He on here. Goddamn, King. Where you at, King?
Hey, he said you can 1157 bulbs or 1057. What year am I on that video? What kind of
20.
Bulbs are you using? Oh, okay. What's the number on the bulbs for the vid?
That's them digital ones, K-Dog.
Oh, them digital ones, okay. You want to make sure King got the right stuff when you're taking the man's tail light.
Damn.
Where you at? You on mute? I be damn. He talked all that hot talk and he drew the pistol on Nick and went here.
Yeah, I was waiting here.
Me too, Wiz. I was waiting here too. Let me check this man. Said me being Summers in court, man. Let me check.
Well, you know, you should have subpoenaed and not file it up.
I know. I put it in his hand. He don't respond. He's going to jail. Text this man.
He going well.
And say, check my tail light, buddy. Nah, I text him now. If he don't get back over now, he running. He
ducking.
Ooh. Ooh.
Hey, Kareem, why you just gonna talk to my homeboy like that? That's disrespectful.
I didn't talk to him no way. He said what
he said. You just told that man you got problems with your tail lights. He can check them for you. That's just, that ain't disrespectful.
Hey, he said.
Kareem, don't do that, man. Don't start no bad blood like that, man. Cause that you know, I ain't gonna tell you got a weak motherfucker, cause I'd be lying. That damn car ain't weak. But don't be jumping on my partner telling them check your tail lights. Now don't do that. That's disrespectful for real. You owe him a little bit more respect than that.
I got a text. They say the grudge gonna be there.
Be well.
You know, even there.
The grudge. I done told y'all no. So why they even keep bringing that up?
Say,
I told them.
Oh, okay.
I told them no, man.
They said,
the grudge won't be
there. They said you can check their tail light. You said they had some tail lights for you to check.
That's all right. Well, tell them they gonna have to check them out here with me, cause we're not going to even there, bro.
All right.
Thought if the car even be ready for that. But I'm back on Kareem with that disrespect. Now, you know, I think King B's been in the game a little longer than you, Kareem. You do owe him a little bit more respect than that. Hey, Kareem, you need to get down on your knees and tell that man I'm sorry for being disrespectful.
No.
Mm-mm. You wrong, man. I believe he deserves a little bit more respect than that. Check your tail, like. You gonna talk to King B like that?
King B, another brother that put on his pants just like me, one leg at a time.
We all put our pants on the same way, but the way you just throw that out there, though, Kareem, that was very disrespectful, my homie.
Dre, that's like somebody saying, man, Dre got a slow-ass horse. What you going to say?
Hey, that's fine. They can stay out. They can have all that thought they want. You can't get now motherfucking Houston, Texas to tell you that lie, though.
I stand up for mine. So, if he feel a certain way
about
it,
I know you stand up for yourself, but be a little bit more respectful. Have a little bit more respect for the man than what you're doing. Show him.
King
B ain't got no respect for himself right now. He didn't win the bushes.
Why he ain't on
That's why I'm talking for him. That is my homeboy on top of racing and everything. But Hold on, let me ask you something, Kareem. Why you ain't told another damn turbo to check your tail lights?
Shit, I called out a couple ones. What do you mean?
You say you called out one. Which one you called out? He must have not been running.
Shit, I called out
if
a couple
he let
dudes
you
out
call
there.
Him out, hold on. Yeah. If he let you call him out, he must have not been running.
No, sir.
How you going to tell Eric Stubbs check your tail lights? Tell Eric Stubbs check your tail lights before you said they work.
Eric Stubbs is a different class than me. Come on.
Oh, now we class race. Oh, okay.
Okay.
I thought our turbo would make the same damage.
Hold on, Drake, you're getting off the subject right now. We're trying to get a lock in. We need King B back on this motherfucker. He didn't win the bush.
I'm checking, too. At 8:49.
King B started this shit. Now, he want to call that man all week and all that shit.
You know, King B probably just coming out there restaurant drinking and shit, so y'all excuse my little homie, man.
He got 10 minutes.
JP, I ain't gonna let you do that. I ain't stopping no race. I just ain't finna let that happen like that either.
He got a 10-minute wonder, man, and he got 5 minutes left. Or I'm officially call him a bush hugger. He in the bushes.
Say, Kareem.
Yes, sir.
Kareem, you want that girl to check your tail light? You want the girl to check your tail light?
I'll find somebody for the grudge.
No. Damn that. I said, do you want him to check your tail light?
Uh-uh. I don't want that problem.
I
got somebody that stepped in the ring with him. No problem.
I ain't asking for nobody else. I'm asking for you.
But I got one for you. It's a turbo car.
No.
Why?
No, you called one of my partners in the camp, so I told put that motherfucker on you.
No, I didn't call nobody out of your camp. Your boy said
you just told my little homie you had him check his tail light.
If he feel I'm slow, then he can check the tail light. How about that?
Can I check them for you?
Yeah, I'll put another car. You can check that one, too.
That ain't no
other
hell. Hold up. Okay, I tell you what. Since you want to go get other cars, I got friends, too. Let's do that.
You going to go get one of your friends?
Yeah, you go get whoever you want. Don't get mad when I bring whoever I bring towards your ass either. Just lock the money in and let's go.
We can have a party, Dre. We can have a party,
bud. I want the cake and the ice cream and the hot dog, too.
You don't want
my home.
You don't want that.
Hey, 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 That's some business fellow shit. I ain't heard nothing in racing in a while.
King got 3 minutes. King got 3 minutes, B.
3 minutes?
He ain't got no minutes. I got it, man. Don't worry about it. King ain't got to say nothing. Great got it for him.
No, if he ain't recording that, King got it. He ain't got no time.
King ain't on the goddamn phone. No, King ain't on them no more. Shit, King probably over there, you know, getting that groove on. Shit.
I ticked him. He got 2 minutes. 3 minutes.
Nigga say he ticked.
He didn't time back. He didn't time back.
I got to give him 10 minutes.
Hey, your partner live for that bullshit through there. They know damn well he really ain't got no business messing with Kareem, but he going to try something.
Hey, he started. King B started it, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you can't get mad if somebody answers the call. That's just like you calling somebody out. And if they answer the call, you can't get mad they answer the call, no?
You ain't heard me call nobody out of nowhere. I ain't even talking to nobody. No.
You just tried to call Kareem.
I lost him. I'd have
locked your ass.
I ain't got no PSI. When we get some PSI, we'll call every song bitch out in America.
Let's see. 2 minutes and count.
2 minutes and count.
He already timed out, dog.
I heard Mo Dizzy coming down here. Look at that little black car. Hey, Mo Dizzy coming down here. JP.
No, I leave it in the truck.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Rogers said he got a locked-in race
he got a locked-in race?
Who he locked in with?
That little black Honda that was out there third. Saturday night, Nick, remember the little black Honda? S2000.
Man, that man drew on me too.
Yeah, he drew on you too. He said when he told me that night he wanted you too. I said, I ain't gonna mess with him, Nick, working. He sure told me that.
Yeah.
And he said, y'all talk, so I didn't bother you no more, but he said he talked to you. He said, I was supposed to race before.
Yeah, he wanted to lock me up right there now. I said, hold on, man. Yeah, hold on. I just got here.
Hey, is he turbo or is he nice and stuff?
I think he's both.
Ding, 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 ding. Timed out. He's timed out.
Look like it's gonna be some magnificent racing going on down there. And they claim it wasn't on this past weekend.
Yeah.
Pete.
Well, we know who ain't
King
going
B is officially timed out. He's officially timed out.
You said
out.
What happened, JP? You know who's gonna what?
Okay, well we know who ain't gonna race.
Who ain't gonna race?
King B.
Oh, man. How you doing, man?
Win the bushes.
He did the right thing. Hey, he did the right thing. Leave that man alone. You ain't ready for that. Leave that goddamn man alone.
Man, he answered my text and then I feel real. But he going to try to call me later on. Going off, too. Going all the way off. Larry, you want in? Because I call you while I'm going off. Let you verify that I went off on
you. Yeah, I see what you're talking about.
Oh, you don't think I'm... Okay.
hey, JP.
Yeah.
JP. My thing over there,
yeah.
Why that car that's supposed to be making its debut and Mo G's ain't getting it on?
The owner on the phone.
What car? Nah, it was a car supposed to be making a new debut again, and Mo G's is coming down. I mean, why they calling Mo G's ain't locking home?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just speaking from a fan point of view.
It might be the same reason why y'all ain't coming.
Yeah. Well, you know. What's the reason? Why the reason we ain't coming, JP? Give me your point of view why we ain't coming.
You just said you don't know if y'all might not have all pressure by then. Ain't that what you said?
That's what, so how in the hell if Moses is supposed to be there and the other car is supposed to be there, why they ain't locked horns? I just told you we may not be ready.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that other car might not be ready.
How it ain't gonna be ready if it's gonna be there?
You know, sometimes shit happens, right?
You bring a motherfucker to the track just to show people you got it. That's a is a car show event now. I mean, I'm
a fan. A lot of people that bring their cars to the track and you know, park them in the staging lane and just let them sit there.
Yeah, they do it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they don't have a record.
Man, why you motherfuckers never push, though? Nobody don't never push fucking with us, so I ain't got to worry about no motherfuckers talking about what we do. That motherfuckers can't do what we do. They need to do like us. That's what they need to do.
Hey, Dre.
Yeah.
Did y'all ever end up locking in with Crook?
No, nah, they didn't want that. They didn't want none.
Oh.
Well, Pete.
Nah, they said they didn't want none of that action. So I mean, it's bad enough.
713-8359. Your mic open. Who we got here?
1 + 1 = 19. You stupid.
21. Damn it, boy.
Damn, man, I'm so ashamed right now, man.
I sure want to see that goddamn race go down.
Boom, it hurt you. That's Marty. It hurt.
Hey, is white chocolate still coming down now?
Yeah.
And ain't Eric still supposed to be in the gangster on 28 too?
I think Eric Stubbs run Outlaw Street now. I heard he's gonna probably get in the 490 cap race or something.
Huh?
Huh?
490 cap race.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a new one on me, but I. So 490 cab race means you can't go past a 90.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What's wrong, Dre? Are you appalled?
Yeah, that got me. Ooh, wait, man, that got me thinking some things about you. Yeah. But like they always told me, you ain't got nothing nice to say. Don't say nothing at all. So I'm gonna be quiet about it. I was that. How about these Astros, baby? One game away from going to the World Series. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully they goddamn can do it, man. Hopefully they can do it.
I hope they come on home and y'all get it over with.
Damn, man. I can't believe King B. Man, where's the bushes?
What happened? He hung up?
Nah, he's still on here. He went in the bushes.
He don't want
to
get back.
Yeah,
home.
I just don't like how Kareem on there being trying to bully my home, but that's fucked up right there.
I don't think he was trying to bully. I thought he was trying to be nice, Dre.
Hey, Nick, you would say that because you're a fucking Turbo Kid, too. let's be frank about it. How he trying to be nice and he you know, he messing with King B right now.
He didn't say one cuss word. I thought he was nice.
Yeah. I thought it was nice of you when you ran that car from California, too. That was very thoughtful.
You like that, huh?
Hey, that was thoughtful of you, Nick. You ran that man. Uh-huh. You ran that man. Even though you got your nose busted, you still got up there and ran that guy.
Man, I was trying to have fun. See what happens. Anybody can win, right?
Yeah, you know, the fastest car don't always win, and clearly, you had the faster car that day. Faster car, better drive, and the better red light.
That's still lost. No, I don't think I red lit on it.
No, you didn't go red. I'm just saying you got a red light on your car.
Oh, red light on, yeah. Yeah. I don't know what that means, but whatever.
ain't your tail lights on the car red?
Yeah, they red. They red.
All right. That's why I say you got a red light on your car.
Yeah.
How long gonna be before you come back out, Nick? You got it about ready?
It's almost there. It's almost there.
Greg's gonna give us some action. The Grudge gonna give him some action?
I done tried before when he did the same thing you did when sat his ass in the corner.
Oh, so is he ready this time? You gonna lock in?
I want you and him together. Yeah, I do that.
Oh, okay.
I do both of y'all. I want you first, and then I'll get him next.
Okay.
Can we do that?
We'll entertain something like that. We'll think about it.
Okay, that's cool.
You know, normally, we don't race no nitrous cars, but we'll race the slower ones, you know.
You like that? Ain't no problem with that.
Nick, now you know that was disrespectful, dude. Why would you say something
like that?
Hey, Kareem, I got 500. We throw the parachute in this motherfucking face if we ever get up there with him.
Huh?
Ooh. We bet on that one. That's a lock bet.
Well, when you gonna get your ass up there?
I told you whenever it's done.
All right, that's cool. I hope them draws funky in a motherfucker when they hit you in your face too.
Ooh, we hold the powder.
Smell this game.
Hold the powder.
I might put some baby powder in that motherfucker just to throw in your face.
Nah, hold that powder. You're going to need it for your butthole.
No. What color is powder, Nick?
Huh?
What color is powder, Nick?
What color is what?
What color is powder?
Powder. I, man,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
oh,
all
God,
kinds
man.
Of different. I'm gonna put some black powder in there just to soak off this motherfucker. Black powder.
Talking about baby powder?
I'm talking about powder, period. Powder, powder, powder.
Powder. You got baby powder, you got gum powder. Those are two different colors. You got what else? What else you got? You got all kinds of colors. Well, what color y'all like?
Whatever color I like, I'm gonna throw it in your face.
Oh, okay. All right.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, JP.
Yeah.
Hey, John Pierce. I know I ain't never been liked by Nick, and that's fine. I'm glad he never liked me because I never, you know, hey, I never really gave a damn, and I'm going to show him I don't give a damn.
And I know that I didn't like you, Dre.
Goddamn, Lord, you told me that a couple of times.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Goddamn, yeah, Lord. You told me that, that mess can that be what you said? I mean, all you goddamn Christine
I mean,
Lovers
really,
was
who
talking
really do like
about
you, though?
I don't know.
Really
I don't
like
really give a damn. That's good.
Okay.
Hey, look at JP,
so
one time about it. One time. One thing
don't
about
give
it,
a damn,
I ain't never
don't
worried
give a damn,
about
then it don't matter.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah. That's why I say, hey, that's why I'm going to beat his ass.
Mm-hmm. Only one thing, only one or two things can happen. Either you gonna get fucked or you're going to do the fucking.
Yeah, what up, Kareem?
No, but I'm just saying, what if he beat your ass?
I'm going to take it out on you.
But then, now if I beat your ass, then you got two ass whoopings one day.
Well, that'll be fine. Ain't like you ain't been whooped before.
Okay. I'm just asking. Just asking.
He can sit back down.
What if I kick both of y'all ass?
He'll take it out on K-Dog.
I'm going to do what?
I said if we both whoop, you're going to take it out on K-Dog.
What about him?
No, I'm saying you're going to jump on him next. I don't know.
Man, I ain't got nothing. Man, listen, man. That shit you talking about, I'm not entertained. When it happens, it happens. I ain't finna entertain that, though. But when that happens, it happens, you know. I ain't rushing it. I don't give a damn when somebody else want to do it. I'm not gonna do it until we ready. So it don't. I don't give a fuck about y'all putting names out there and all that. That shit don't. That shit. I'm still gonna say what I said.
It's racist. Come on. It ain't nothing personal. It's just racist.
I ain't never said nothing.
Yeah. No. Whenever y'all ready, and we're ready, we'll go. Ain't nothing personal.
And they gonna do.
We gonna go.
I'm gonna jump on JP ass. I'm gonna jump on. I'm gonna get JP.
No, I'm the sweetest one. Shit.
What JP do to you, Dre?
I be jumping on me too. Shit.
Put that good ass pass out there the other day made me think, hey man, y'all been gee, that motherfucker that long. That motherfucker that was on the hunt.
So imagine with a little more seat time.
A little more seat time, they ain't gonna do nothing but get his ass stuck to that seat. JP my man though. I ain't fucking with JP, man.
Man, I don't want to know what happened to King B though. I'm appalled.
JP, stop talking about that, man. He ain't on here no more.
No.
I'm fucked up about that. Yeah, he got
off the phone.
He on here.
Ain't no way.
Well, he ain't trying to get on that shit. Leave that man alone, man. That's bullying now. There y'all go bullying.
Oh, no. Hey. Man. Don't worry about it. Hey. We're going to hear about it sooner than later.
Yeah. Hey, you know goddamn well he ain't going to hear about it tomorrow. And I ain't getting in this shit. Hey, tomorrow when they get on the phone with that shit, I'm going to stay out the way of that one. Hey, listen, I ain't got no more to do. I'm going to let them ruffle his goddamn ass up because I did blatantly hear him say something about this.
Getting on planes and shit with the gang, man.
Me and Larry on his ass tonight.
hey, look here.
Hey,
take care of y'all business.
Hey, and for the record, I'm at work tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
Remember what happened that day y'all called? Y'all called early in the morning with Cat. I'm at work. No.
Nah,
hey, man, hold up. You're not going to be talking about my other homeboy. Now, stop that shit, Kareem.
I just said I'll be at work tomorrow
morning. Hey, man. I know what you're getting at. Leave that alone. I don't know about your business, man.
That man said at least let him make it past the safety meetings, right? God damn, man.
All right, let me get them crews out into the field.
Oh,
that motherfucker say he in a safety meeting. Boy, y'all ain't shit.
OSHA.
Dre, but are you coming to hell at the Dell? We know the garage ain't coming, but are you gonna be there?
Nah, bad boy, I gotta work, homie. That's why I'm not gonna be officially there. I gotta work. Now if I can ease that weekend off, I might slip in there. You never know. But as of now, I see my schedule for the whole month of next month, and I'm on for them days.
Gotcha.
What y'all got going on this show? Y'all get on this motherfucker. That's okay, B. Can't be. They been talking about you.
Get out here, man.
You. Nah, hell no. Don't go nowhere. He on there now. It can't be. They were talking real reluctant about you, and I tried to stand in the front for the long way too, but you didn't have to come back, so they timed.
No, we weren't talking real reluctant about shit. We were calling him some weak motherfuckers, because goddamn, I didn't pull Kareem out the bushes, and then your ass would come.
Hey, King, I'm going to show you how disrespectful the man was. See, the man said, if you think his car is slow, you can check his taillights, because he been had problems with them anyway. I said, now that's disrespectful to say to King B for goddamn so. King, you owe King a little bit more respect than that.
Oh, I'm going to throw my dinner drawers, that didn't say.
What? Huh? Hey, B, now you got problems tomorrow, cause B. Two of your compadres on the phone say they on your ass tomorrow for life.
I'm on his ass.
Man, them motherfuckers. What they gonna be on my ass about?
Where you been,
guys? Because they say you called the man out and then the man got on here and you went in the bush.
I didn't call him. His name got me to stuff about me and him running in the house and all shit. You know what I'm saying? So I just said,
hey,
well,
man, look,
saying,
like I told him.
I ain't the kind of person, you know what I'm saying, to hold back. So what I hear.
And you meant that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, say, Kareem, that man meant what he said, so what is your follow-up now, sir?
Oh, y'all got Kareem on the phone?
Yeah, that motherfucker on here. Kareem.
What up?
Yeah, there he is. Talk back to him now. Tell him you said you want to check your lights.
I mean, he figured I got a slow turbo car. I said what I said. He can check the tail lights. I know I've been having problems with one of them.
Well, repeat what you said. The man wasn't on here listening. I want you to repeat.
Well,
so he can
Dre, Dre, so you could possibly work at the court because you good at remembering everything what people said. So go ahead. I said that.
Okay, you
I've been
said
having
that
problems
man
with my taillight. So if you figure it's slow. If he figure if it's slow, I've been having problems with one of my taillights. He's more than welcome to check one of them while we go down the track.
Okay.
Nah,
well,
you I ain't said you slow. Now, if you gonna repeat now, if you gonna let them folks tell you what I said, you know you might want to get exactly what I said right. I didn't say slow. You wanna know the terminology that I use, or do you just want to leave it slow?
Go ahead.
Nah,
tell me the terminology, kid. Okay. Go ahead. Let me know.
Okay. I said I don't run turbos, but I do run some weak ass turbos. You feel me? And they said, well, Kareem.
So,
I said, well, I looked
so,
at him.
So acronyms, weak, slow.
Kareem.
Isn't that all in the same category? I'm just asking
Kareem.
A question, you know? Yes,
come on, Kate, out with your tough ass. Now, hold on, wait a minute. Come on, Kate, out with your tough ass. You got that. You crunk it up. Come on in with your tough ass.
Well,
come
Kareem,
on,
the
come
man
on, sure,
saying.
I'm, Kareem.
The man saying. He reminds me of Dose.
Kareem.
Yo.
Just tell that man his shit slow and lock in. Just tell him just like that, dog. That's all we got to do. We don't race nitrous cars. We run slow nitrous cars, too. Come on, just tell him. Straight up. We'll even do you for free, dog. We don't need your money. We got our own money. We'll do you for free. Come on.
Flag on the plate.
No, I don't lie to you, Kareem. I get you the week of the race. I'll make sure everything's straight. Because I got some more racing. The car be there.
The car be on property. I might not be there, but the car be there.
Okay.
So who's going to drive the car, Kareem, if you ain't going to be there?
You ain't racing the driver. You racing the car. So it don't matter who in the car.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't give a fuck. You stuck John Force in that motherfucker. I don't give a fuck.
Everything else don't matter. As long as your car
Hold on. I do this here, Kareem. If you put Nick in that motherfucker, I got 100 on the light. She ain't be cut. Got cut a better light than that son bitch off the tree.
Okay.
Man, we ain't racing red lights. We ain't racing red lights, Dre.
Hey,
we're racing
fuck
big head lights.
If you
get your ass man drive that car, I'ma bet every goddamn dollar in my pocket against your monkey ass.
We're gonna stop counting at the 50 then, Dre.
Hold on, I tell you what. If Nick drive the car against King B, I'ma bet 500 on the light.
Go ahead.
I got 500. He's still off on.
Well, I ain't gonna lie to you. I really want to lock you in right now, but I'm really waiting on one particular person to tell me that you know what I'm saying that it's a go.
Both cars will be there. You say you going to K-Dog race. The car will be there. We could talk about it right there at the track. Just that simple.
All right.
Yes, sir.
That's how you get that done right there.
Yeah, but the man on the phone, so shit, he know, and that motherfucker on the phone know I'm that motherfucker pointing clean in that goddamn direction.
Let that motherfucker get away. I lock this motherfucking ass in.
Lock it in. I already said it, lock it in. Lock it in.
This ain't motherfucking spades. All that two and the lock that shit in.
Listen to me.
What he got going on?
No,
he playing spades.
No,
I say
we talking about racing. Lock it in. Lock.
Okay,
all right. Just say lock.
Spades tonight, K-Dog.
No, no. I mean, there's a race of two coming in before that. I can understand what he's saying.
Oh.
Week
old. Oh, I thought he was saying. I thought he was saying a race. I thought he was waiting on somebody for your race. Another lock in that he waiting on that Joe. That's what I thought.
Yeah, I am. You got that right. You got that right.
Okay.
Right.
So I said it right. He playing
safe. It's one individual over there. And I already spoke to the man.
Say less. You ain't got to go out there.
So you know what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure they know who they is. You know what I'm saying. I speak their language every now and then.
Let the record show that we wanted to lock in. Tonight.
Hey, and Mike Dillon. Tonight.
Hey, who sang that song, Let's Do It? That's Waka Flocka? Oh, Let's Do It.
That's Waka Flocka.
Yeah, Waka Flocka. Oh, Let's Do It. Hey.
AK Dog.
Oh, Let's Do It. Hey.
You always
get
disrespectful about Flocka, man. You're going to put some respect on my
tune
name, Trey. Scrappy
going to be out there.
I'm getting sick of you.
Yeah, Scrappy going to be out there.
What I do?
I bet WK tune don't be at that
motherfucker.
No. Kareem.
God damn it.
No.
Leave it. Okay. Uh-uh. All right.
Mm-mm.
All right.
Don't leave that alone.
All right. Sorry.
Yeah,
never mind.
Hey, what you said, JP?
I said you gonna put some respect on my tuna name, man. You always goddamn me.
Man, I ain't said a damn thing about that tuna. What
are
you talking about, man?
God,
I ain't said shit about that tuna.
I heard you, Joe.
What'd I say? Hey, JP.
Yeah. What's up?
Tell BLM that he got my number. However you want to do it.
Okay.
You know.
Uh-oh.
If he was talking to me.
Uh-oh.
If he's talking to us over her.
Okay.
I got to
cover he's
talking
over
her.
Hey, JP, all I can say about that BLM, that's a bad motherfucker, boy.
Oh, because that's what he was playing. I thought he was playing spades. He's talking about he got one for show and he got an impossible. So I'm like, is he playing spades or is we racing?
No, what's the name?
I thought a bird in the hand beat one in the bush.
Hold on, we're gonna set the clock back. Hold on, there's a foul on the clock. K Dog, is he trying to draw on you?
I'm not sure, Nick. I had to think about it.
That's why I had to roll the clock back. I didn't know.
Hey, but Nick, let me say this here. What is he doing wrong if he is, though? That's what I'm trying to figure out. What is he doing wrong?
No, he ain't going wrong. I'm just asking because that's more
that's
action,
all
right?
I'm asking you. Since you say roll back the clock and all that bullshit, what is my man doing wrong?
No, because I missed it. That's all I'm saying. I missed it.
You missed a whole lot of shit. But what
Nick,
I'm saying
Nick,
is...
it's bigger than that, Nick. It's bigger than that. It's bigger than rap. It's bigger than that. We got some things we got to get handled, Nick.
Oh.
I knew who you talked to. I was just saying I chose to stay on mute. I chose to stay on mute like he did. Yeah. For 30 minutes.
Okay.
Lil' Larry.
Yeah. Hey, what up, baby?
What they going to do when they get to the end of the track and they hit that ramp?
Yeah.
Gone.
They gone.
Hey, Lero, who you talking about,
Lero? Boy, hit down Will Hollow.
Mm-hmm. Lero, who you talking about, Lero? Put address on
there. Hey, they just asked me. Hey, they just asked me.
I'm just saying, brother. You ever seen somebody hit a hit dog, though?
Mm-hmm. King B.
Oh,
King B.
King
B.
I'm fresh out the weight room, dog, so you better chill out right now.
Man, you just, yeah, you need to go, you must hit yourself in there with a dumbbell. You just said, have you seen somebody hit a hit dog? Those just, that's what you did.
Okay, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
Okay, I'm going to say it slow. You asked JP, have you seen anyone hit a hit dog?
What's wrong with that?
Oh, I ain't hit it.
Okay, I'm too weird.
I'm
on
hit a dog. Hit a hit.
Okay.
Hey, that mean they go out to hit the, somebody go out to hit the dog and kick him over and pass him over to the next car, huh?
Exactly.
Like I see what I see. My lip ain't busted.
Damn.
Yeah.
What do these people, Kendall?
I don't know, man. You know, shot
hey, dog, I know
you're coming out of the bush
to you too, bro.
Because JP Rick Tyson, now he's speaking because he was quiet when Tyson making them laugh.
Now,
real quiet.
You really want to know? I'm pissed off right now. Y'all just made me go buy this 632. Then I ain't got nothing.
Keep
to
it in there. No, keep it in there.
Nope.
Yeah, keep it in there. Don't take it out. Keep it in there. We're gonna spin the block.
Keep it in there.
Oh, no. I said, we're going to spin the block. You stay right there. We'll be right back. Don't do nothing. Don't make a shakedown in there. We'll be right back. We ain't going to let you get away with that one. Keep that 632 right in there, buddy.
JP ain't want no smoke. That's why he started talking all loud and everything now.
Oh, no.
Hey, that ghost car can get it, too.
Huh?
What ghost car?
Whatever y'all call that, I told you there's only one white car at HMP. I'm talking every white car that's on the phone.
Lock in, Dante.
Sorry. Hello, my daddy just called.
My daddy just called. Not your dad.
Dante, lock in.
Yeah. Hey, man, sometimes my phone be tripping. But
I can't hear y'all.
You know how I do that automatic text? We do automatic talking sometimes.
Hmm.
My daddy. Daddy, they trying to lock Daddy. Daddy, they trying to lock it out.
Hey,
you better
watch
out for withdrawal
on you.
Larry, you remember that?
Damn. Yeah. Damn. Hey, that was back in the
talk. Yeah, I was talking to Larry.
Why you bring that to the front line? Why you bring that to the front line? And Larry just was laughing, too. See, we never get another bitch.
Man, I ain't seen nothing. Daddy.
Okay, kid, I'm going to go tell my mama now.
Oh, Lord. It'll be on the mic for me.
No.
Yeah, don't do it.
Shot well.
They had my boy on the show. They had him upside down on the show. But that's a shot well. When he stand on his own feet, he in trouble.
Straight up to him. What black
man? Yeah, well, P, we got a soft lock in tonight. That's good.
That's good.
Jam.
Yeah.
Set it jam with me.
Yeah, we
got a good soft lock in, man.
Got some.
Kareem, what kind of light bulb
did
you
lock
in? What kind of light bulb did you, Kareem and King B? What kind of washing powder you use? Because you're gonna throw the dirty jar. He got to bring them clean. He got to bring back clean.
He says gram washing powder.
I'm talking about the cereal. You know,
what kind?
They got some gram, the one with the gram.
Yeah, I saw some of them locked in the trunk.
Yeah.
I saw some little lights in Trump.
Shout out. You got to keep up.
Shout out. God damn, King. Ooh, wee, man.
I said, shout out. You got to keep up. Shout out.
I was just saying. Now, you going to tell me what kind of watch party you use, or we going to lock that theory in that, some ground crackers in that trunk? Which one we going to do?
I like ground crackers.
Oh, okay. You like them?
Yeah.
How about you like them?
Yeah, you know. I do. Yeah, to eat them.
You need the ground crackers.
As long as they put a little bit of the marshmallows and the Hershey's
in the middle of it.
Ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
right.
Lock in.
Yeah. Hey, what kind of games you going to have out there for the kids?
What kind of who?
Games you going to have out there for the kids? Any kind of dodgeball, adult dodgeball?
Whoa. Oh, wait a minute, Kareem. Kareem, what? You say dodgeball? Hold on, Kareem.
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
A.K.A. grudge racing.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Dodgeball. Maybe a little hide. They might have a little hide seek going on.
See, look. I remember back when I was a JP.
I'm be playing how I'm going to get it.
You're going to be looking for the egg. You're going to be thinking of Easter.
We're gonna play house.
I'm
gonna be the doctor.
Uh oh. A little bit of JP
duck goose.
Yeah. Hey, K-Dog, just bring the big screen TV and the old Nintendo so we can play Duck Hunt.
Uh oh, Duck Hunt. I got you. I'm gonna try to bring me some King vitamins. That old cereal, you see, you used to have to eat them King Vitamin back when you had nothing. You know, you love to get them King Vitamin with the, you know, when they give you that free milk and stuff.
Yeah.
I remember them King Vitamin cereal. You remember them?
Yeah,
you remember that? Yeah, the King Vitamin.
Yeah, you get them with the
Wick card. Hey, man, hey.
Get them with the Wick
card. Y'all got to come on. Wait a minute. Y'all got to come back down to regular life, brother. Y'all look too old, but I don't know nothing about nothing. Yet.
Oh,
come on back
okay.
Down.
You don't know about King Vitamin, King V?
You don't know nothing about it. It tells a lot about you, son. Tell us a lot about
you. Hey, y'all come on back down. Y'all getting past my era. Y'all getting away from
me. Hey,
what
about them O's, King B? You know about them O's?
The O's?
Hey, one thing about the King Vitamins. One thing about the King Vitamins, they get eight.
I know about the Flintstones. But I did come out, I did use eat a whole box of graham crackers, though. I ain't gonna lie about that. I like graham crackers.
Yeah, no, pretty much.
Oh,
okay.
I think he is.
Hey, Nick.
Them boys took my little word. That was my word for that old car at first.
That old
graham cracker crunch ass motherfucker. Yeah.
Lock it in.
I played the field.
When I get ready to bust your motherfucking nose, you know. You ain't got to
put me in the wall. Put something in the wall in here.
Hey, King B, ain't it a car coming from down that way supposed to be up at the event and they not even trying to see about him?
What the name is, Dre?
No. Mochizzi.
Oh.
Mochizzi?
Yeah, Mochizzi.
Hey, how'd you get that W, King? How'd you get that W?
Man, it almost seems like that's a ghost W. Because we ain't seen no evidence yet.
Shit, King left on that motherfucker.
Oh, shit, I got one.
Turn the wind light on, or was it a technicality? I just want to know.
Well, I don't know.
You don't know.
Do you have footage?
Man, I was too busy betting, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Tickle Fit got it. Go find Tickle Fit.
Hey, I bet I got a hundred say he put a gap sauce on it.
If you can't do video, I don't want to bet.
Hey, Tickle Fit got the video.
Okay, well,
I can have him edit and cut it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Shawell, bet him $1,000 that you gonna get the video up, get the video going, and you gonna see the gap, like you said. Bet him that.
Shit.
That's how much
I'm betting. Yeah. Hey, I bet that I had a video up in 2 days where you can really get a good video of it.
You don't have it right now to send to my phone.
What did the other car do?
Trying to chase behind King. I mean, that's what happened. You get gapped. You got to run behind another car. The other car made a fool of pay. He got gapped. Why don't you keep asking dumb questions? I know what I read. Was it a steak 48 gap? Well, wait a minute. Who said somebody a dumbass?
Ain't nobody saying nobody no dumbass.
I thought it was you, Kate. I was going to say your dumbass should have been watching the live feed.
I said if we'd had a video, we wouldn't have to go through this.
I said if you was watching a live feed, we wouldn't have to go to this neither because you would have seen it.
Okay, but I was at another track trying to get my boogie on.
Well, did you get
Man,
your boogie on?
Part,
did you cut a wind
no,
light
I didn't.
On? Or did you
I
bet
didn't.
In the
car? I did.
JP,
I did.
JP, It was a Maestro.
Sounded like it was a ghost race.
Hey.
Nobody seen the video.
Hey, yo. No, it wasn't a ghost race. We got paid. Did you get paid for your race? Sound like you had a ghost race. You just lied.
Get him, Shawell.
I ain't never tell you I had a race. Shawell.
Pump bacon. Yeah, you did. You told me and Mike. Don't let me put him on speed now. You over there pump faking. Okay. I got a race this weekend. Oh, you know.
It didn't get off. It didn't get off, sir.
Hey, you didn't have no race. It was a ghost race.
You're right. Because it didn't get off.
But at least I'm telling it right now. At least right now I'm telling you I didn't have a race. I'm not saying I had a race and I didn't. I don't have no proof that I had a race.
Well, I tell you what. Bet $1,000 I'll show you the video, God darn it. That's how I feel about it.
You
put
know
up
what
$1,000.
Teach me how to smoke underwater, shall we?
Yeah, that's easy. Hey, boy, I'm a bad boy. I can show you that. It's going to cost you $1,000, though.
Yeah. Teach me how to teach me something. Show me that.
I'm going to show you this video with this gas sauce on it, too, though.
Okay, on my phone right here. I got my battery on full charge. Send it to me.
Now, it's no caution. It's no caution. You should have been watching the live. Make my cash out ring and I'm going to send it to you. Yeah.
I'm going to sell the goods.
Say, Keith, it's gonna cost me. He trying to get some feedback on what I need to do to get by. Let me see what he look like. I bet you got your stopwatch in your hand too, huh?
Okay.
Hey, dog, like you see what I seen this weekend, man? It's old we, man.
Y'all can go so fast, Shawell. Y'all can go so fast.
Nah,
y'all can go so fast.
You go fast.
That's
yeah,
you're saying.
Right. But he's going so fast right now.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see how he bet. He likes some graham crackers. That's all.
Hey, but hey, anybody that about that track, anybody that say they go to that track and don't go to HMP, something wrong with it. That track is way shorter than HMP.
Thank you.
Dog, I'm talking about shorter, not the same length. It's shorter. I told King B, I said, damn, King, I don't even look like an 8 mile down there.
Okay, so Shawell, why don't people come down to HMP then from Dallas? They go to Trick or Treat.
No, that was my first out of spring. So when I got up there and seen that, now I'm really trying to see why did everybody go to Holly Springs, but they won't come to Houston and run.
Well,
that track is short, I'll tell you what, if you got some bad brakes and you got no shoe. You gotta be a hell of a driver. I ain't lying. Well, that's my first shout. King, am I lying, King?
Shower, where you going?
King, what did I tell you, King?
Shower, where you going,
Shower? That motherfucker shout, man. Man, that motherfucker shouted in the shot me down. Damn. And they hauled ass going down that way too, dog. I can't make that up, man. That's short. Anybody on there say that track longer than HMP? A goddamn lie. A bald face lie. That mother. You can. Hey, what's crazy? You can see the end of the track clear down there. Like, oh, there it is right there from the starting line. Ooh, that shit's
scary. So the KB pulled his parachute? Tell him.
Man, he pulled that motherfucker past it right past the 330. Goddamn baby powder went everywhere in that motherfucker.
Hold up. Flag on the play. I got 1,000 that didn't happen like that. 1,000.
Wait a minute. Hey, see, I ain't gonna lie to you, K-Dawg. You sound like a whole
K-Dawg.
You sound like a whole hate on the front line.
Get on the team.
I got to go and get y'all. Now y'all know when another man, let me tell you something. When I said I was a bad motherfucker and I did this, that, and third, you got to be like, he got to say that because that's his shit. When another motherfucker said it, and then you hear a motherfucker like K-Dawg, ow, he said it coming up with his shoe. Motherfucker, hate on the front. He a hate on the motherfucking front. K-Dawg, you a hate on the goddamn front. I got to give you a call today. You're doing a good job.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, man. Y'all shooting all kind of slugs at me, man. I got to defend myself. What you want me to do?
Dog, I don't mean to get off the subject right quick, but somebody need to put Will on the phone and ask him why the hell he ain't get on loudspeaker and tell nobody they had a goddamn steam coming out the gate. Man, they shut down every goddamn car came out the gate going left.
Had a what?
Man, what? Did you hear me? They pulled over every car. The cops was outside the cars, man. When you come out and turn left on 7 or run down to 51, everybody going to Houston, Louisiana, every car they stop. They getting your license, looking in your car, looking to see if you've been drinking. Oh, so many people pulled over on the side and out the car. Said, oh, damn. This fucked up. Which of the cones, man? Which knew the people back there? Huh?
Why were they doing that?
I don't know. And they jumped out there, I guess, right when the track was over. They must have got word or something because they had just set that shit up. Soon we came out and busted up. We went about 300 yards down and the trailer came to a dead stop. I thought it was a wreck up there. So I'm looking like, damn, I guess it's a wreck. Man, the closer we got, I said, man, there's people outside. Mike tell me, shut your drunk ass up. Next thing I know, Mike look at me say, oh, shit, they checking cars. They checked every car that came through that motherfucker. Yeah, they had a whole checkpoint, man, and a bunch of people went to jail that night. A bunch of people.
Damn.
Yeah, that was tough.
They don't do that ABC.
Then them boys closed the, them boys closed the gates to the station lanes at 10 o'clock. They still had car in the lane. They closed the gates. I said, God damn. 10 o'clock curfew, baby. Give a damn car in the lane.
So when's your next race, Dante? You got another race?
Shit. When one of you motherfuckers get out of line, I go across y'all ass.
Man, that's true, man.
Well, you probably real strong now.
Well, he said that
one. Hey, dog, I am strong, man. I'm looking at this big old motor over here. I'm strong right now. I don't know what he's going to do.
Oh, man.
Hey, dog, he made a pass. He did make a pass. He did make a good pass.
They must got somebody to call with him. You got somebody to call at your house, Taylor?
I got my car. You want to get
you
out of line on this ground or something?
You say you're looking at a big old motor. What car you got over there?
I just told you I got a new motor in my car
house.
I changed.
Oh, his daddy car over there.
I'm at my house. I'm at my house.
He's at
his house. Now, anything
his
else you want to say?
He must be detailing his daddy car over there. His daddy called the big motor. His daddy.
Oh.
I bet you won't get out of line or nothing. How about that?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Man, you know Tyson down, man. You know Tyson down.
I ain't talking about Tyson. I'm talking anybody goes.
Tyson, we're going to wait on Tyson. We're going to wait on you with Tyson.
Okay,
Tyson
I'll say the same thing if I know I couldn't get there. That's why he's doing all the talking. This man ain't talking in a month and a half. That is, man,
boy,
you
so
he heard
quiet.
His son. Now he's bucking on the phone. He's nothing.
Boy, you
nothing.
Was so quiet last, what it was, Sunday. You was so quiet over there, JP. I mean, Shawell. You was so quiet.
Say, man, let me tell
you. So
I mean, your boy going to try to be my friend. Your boy walked up to in the front of my truck, stopped, and going to tell me, roll down the window. Hey, park right here by me, man. Park right here by me.
He wanted to watch
the opponent. He don't want to watch the opponent. He want to try to be my friend while I won't run him. I would go kill him. Kill him dead.
Man, you so scared out there, man.
It's a dead body in the right lane. It's a dead body at 300 feet out.
Shot well. They say after JP second pass, you hurry, put your car in the trailer.
Say that again?
They say after the second pass, you load it up.
Yeah, because that was his best pass of the night, and when I seen that, I'm like, oh, man, I don't need to test no more. What I need to test for? We ain't got enough right there. Damn. Get up, Dad. Load it up. Load it up, Pop. This man had me over here on my tiptoes at first. He make a hell of a hit. They start clapping for him, and I'm trying to see what the hell y'all clapping at. That man go down there, through the parachute, and hit the ground. It ain't much open.
Hit the ground.
Come on, bro.
Load up. Daddy, you saw that? Load up. Daddy, you saw that? Daddy said, yes, so load up.
Come on, man.
Daddy, put a parachute, Dad.
Hey, it was like a
hey,
Saturday
hey,
diaper,
hey,
K-Dawg.
Hold
up,
K-Dawg. Hey, but K-Dawg, but look what he told me after it, though. His daddy, he said his daddy called him and told him, ooh, son, you got lucky. He just wrecked his car.
Now, that's a lie. He say, man, you want to hear some bad news? Some man having some problems. I said, man, what hell? He said, man, we can't get that money no more. I said, what money? I said, man, your opponent just wrecked the car. I said, man, I know you're lying. That's the whole reason I load up and left and went home. I was for the put on with ice. Then I got to go and try to find somebody else to choke out here. I told you, man, I go buy the car for you.
God, man.
I mean, hey, I go buy you a car. Hey, I can go get you a car, man, if you need me to get it right for within 3 weeks. Shit, I go buy you a whole damn car. You just got to put it together.
Ooh.
I'm on your ass.
Damn, what's the pot going to be? If you're going to buy him a car, what's the pot going to be? Shit.
Man, they can count so they can't count no more how I feel on this one.
Mm. Oh,
That man was quitting like he's going to lick shit. That man made that last pass.
Hey, you see me? Hey, dog. One person on this phone that I sent a picture to and showed him what's going on. You know that man ain't said nothing on the phone. That's your homeboy. I ain't gonna say no name, lad.
Man, Larry over there sleep. He's sleep. I bet right now.
No, Larry ain't sleep. Larry looking at that picture. Larry looking
if
at
Larry
them pictures over
right
there
now,
like, God.
It gonna sound like three frogs in his throat. What?
I tell you what, I got 500. I seen you this text where Larry said, God damn.
He sleep. Bet if you say something, sound like he got like three frogs in his throat.
You say what?
What? I bet you hear his voice, it sound like he's sleep.
Bet it don't.
What's up, man?
I got a whole man over here. I got a man in the hood now.
I'm going to save you some money. I'm going to make a post on Hood to Hood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
About what?
Hold on.
Oh, Lord, nigga. About what, nigga?
He
went
up some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he finna get you a copy of that race, so you ain't got to pay Dante for it.
Yeah, I just want to see it. I already went down there and took it a little bit.
Hey, man, we got paid, bro.
I didn't see it, though. Don't count till I see it, though. Shit. Don't count till
you
I see it.
Hey, I tell you what, the video that I got, you see me looking like a screenshot behind the car. I took out what he took off.
Now you fast.
Yeah, I was fast because he was fast. He cut the wind light on, I cut the wind light on. We both fast.
Oh, man. No, I'm going to put
hey,
that
dog,
crate on the
like
roof.
Huh?
You should have went to this weight room with me, man. You sound like you got to lay on a box on your chest every time I say something, y'all.
Man, you ain't gonna make that phone call you made today, yesterday. That's all you gonna do. I was on the phone.
Hey, dog. Say it.
Hey, can I tag King B?
Oh, I don't know. King on the phone.
Man, what are you texting?
Bradley.
Not too much, brother. Slow down.
Bill. Bill Bellamy.
Not too much, man. He tripping like a motherfucker. Okay, I just tagged your car. Let me see.
He making a post for the people in the back.
Oh yeah, I want to hear. The people in the back need to know.
Need to know what? What's going on?
Hey, they got a shakedown about Bob's new
cart.
Bob's shaking down tonight? Oh,
he's
shaking down.
Let me see it.
He finished shaking.
Hey, man, they said, oh, well, you know what? You saving me and what's the name of the money by asking that question? Because, you know, Tickle Feet going to come in there with it. Watch you going to come in there with it.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Reach out
to the Tickle Feet there to get the video. Well, I need the video. Look, I ain't got time for Nick said, anybody have a video of BLM's win this past weekend? I'm asking out of curiosity. So that Tickle Feet's going to come right in. It's coming.
Okay.
He just saved me some money.
If
Tickle is Hood to Hood, I don't know if he is
Hood to Hood. King. You got tag in Hood to Hood.
Okay, well, tag him. Gotta make sure you tag him.
Oh,
so we can get it up. Yeah, tag him. Make sure he say, come on in here.
Hey, don't worry, King. I got you in a few seconds.
Oh, okay, my yeah. Lord, here we go. I got you, King. Don't move. I got you, King.
I go to hate him. I go to hate him. King, I'm down here to get you straight to the point.
Yeah, go on, let him know he on the front line. So he don't hold it on the front line.
Well,
hey, Josh, what up, Josh? Hello, King. Hello. Hey, Josh, you on the show tonight, Josh.
Oh, what's up?
Hey, man, I got some phones over here, please. Man. They talking about my man King B just pulled a shootout this weekend. You got that video of King B winning that race?
Let me see. Let me find it. Got to turn on my PC. Give me a second.
Hey, make sure you get the K-Dog out of all people.
Man, that man was sleeping, goddamn shot.
Man,
you
that man
woke that man up.
Look, hey, you got a hotline?
I wasn't sleeping. I was just chilling watching TV.
There you go.
What up, Josh?
What's that?
Tickle tip.
What y'all doing? Just hanging out? Y'all on the show?
Chilling.
Yeah, you're the show. Now in the hunt.
You are not.
Let me find this video. You're talking about BLM, right?
Yeah, BLM.
Yep.
All right.
When he ran a Mustang.
All right.
A great Mustang.
Give me a second. I got to power up the computer.
See, K-Dog, we got people going to get right to the business, baby.
Well, y'all should have been did this, but I wouldn't have to be messing on
now,
the phone.
Now, you didn't
want to
bet no money.
Video.
I was trying to get both. I was trying to get me and Josh paid for taking up all this time you got him doing. You didn't want to bet nothing.
I wasn't going to bet it. I just wanted to see. That's why I wanted to see a video, man. I just kind of finesse my way into seeing the video. That's it, man. Can I get that?
Was I know why you...
Are you tired of looking?
Was the sun down yet?
When
they ran? Okay.
Yeah, sun was down.
So I got to find
it. Are you tired of looking at Forever Girls video? It's the only one I've seen.
Oh, you were looking at a Forever Grudge video?
No, he ain't got nothing but one or two videos.
I was looking for the one on TV. But Forever Grudge just put the he, yeah, he ain't put the W. I need to see the W.
Let me see. I gotta find it. I'm scrolling through the live stream. My smoke detector battery is bad.
That's probably me. That's probably me. You gotta be listening real hard to catch all that. Goddamn.
Goddamn, now you need to come bring you some battery.
I don't hear it, man. I ain't going to lie.
Hey,
I guess I'm immune.
Hey, as long as I've been on here, I ain't heard it either. I still don't hear it.
Well, my partner and his wife had a pet peeve about this. Put a damn battery in that damn smoke detector. I said, man, I don't even hear it beep. It must be beeping.
Hey, I got
look,
the battery.
You need me to ride out something to you? No, look, one of my partners, right? Well, not my partner. Well, my partner told me the story, but it's about his cousin. His cousin used to work offshore, right?
Uh-huh.
And he would purposely put a funny battery in a smoke detector. So when he would call his wife and call home, if he didn't hear that thing beeping, he knew she was lying. She wasn't home.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, true story. If he didn't hear that thing beeping, he knew she wasn't home. There was a problem.
Damn.
Hey, that would have been best. I would say you ain't home. Yeah, I am. He never told her what it was. He never told her how he knew she wasn't home.
He never told her what it was, but that's what gave it away.
Hey, boy, that's cold.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm looking. I'm having to scroll through, what is it, 7-hour stream?
It was starting around like 8 or 9 o'clock.
8 or 9 o'clock. Yeah, they closed it. Yeah, that's all right. That's about the time frame I'm
at. They closed at 10, so around about 8 or 9.
Can you do what time you like?
The Mustang?
Yeah, it was against the Mustang.
Okay.
A great Mustang.
A great Mustang, okay. That helps.
It had been about eight or nine o'clock. Because it was over with at 10. So it had to be about 8 or 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
We should probably just upload this video up to YouTube, too, while I'm at it, so everybody can look at it.
Yeah, get the views up. Might as well, shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Mustang should be
in there.
Hey,
the I'm glad you did. You told me to do that. A bunch of people thanked me for that, too, Josh. When you told me tag that you were live.
Oh, yeah?
Man, people from Dallas say they didn't know nothing about it, and they appreciate the link.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about exposure, man, getting people used to going where they can find out where you're live, you know?
Yeah, he said he was trying to catch everybody that was going live, and he just so happened to see when I made that post. He said he had everybody in Dallas on that video.
We probably would have.
Hey, Josh.
Yes.
Probably would have. Oh, I just found it. He did pull the sheet.
To get into the vault.
Ha!
I just found it.
Give my money, dog.
Lord. Hold on.
Dog, give my money.
Yes, I can.
Oh, shit.
Hey, bro,
you
give my money when I see you?
Make sure you post that video. Say how that bad BLM showed that night.
Tag my boy T.J. there.
So you going to tell him what to say, King? You really? You going to tell him what to say? You going to tell him what to say?
I'm saying, bro. I'm saying.
What you want me to title it?
Key, he said, what you want him to title it?
What you think it should be called, K-Dawg, since you're the whole hater on the front line? Let's hear this bullshit. Badass BLM stands up for Texas.
Like, can I get off the hater list now?
Yes, you can. You off the hater list.
Okay.
Yeah. See, you know you're going to look at the video and then hate on you again and say, oh, that wasn't it.
Hey, man popped it. He's going to be the pop to shoot at the finish line. Talk about he popped it at the 3:30.
Hey, JP,
the track's so short, it looked like it was at the
3:30.
How far did it drag on the ground?
Hey, but check this out, JP. Hey, Josh, was that track long or short?
It is pretty short. What you think?
That track's short.
Dude,
did that Mustang have one or two tailpipes? Was it V6 or V8?
All right, let me pull up my Facebook and I'll post it. How long's the show run on? I see y'all. Start at 8, but was it run like 3 hours, or just till y'all get tired of talking?
Yeah, we all it's running overtime now.
We
running on fumes now.
We in overtime. I be trying to call out everybody. Nobody want to lock in, so I just tell them, hey, to show up.
We running on fumes just to show the damn BLM video. Running on fumes just for that.
I know you wait to see
You got to go through all that to see the damn BLM video. We got to run in overtime. Just to, BLM.
K-Dawg. Well, hang up, K-Dawg.
I wish I would.
What's up, Pop?
And the kids will be asleep. It's 10 o'clock. They got school in the morning.
Hey, man. This man
it's uploading to the business page now on the TickleFits Facebook page. It takes it a second to load up and then process.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go over there and wait. Going over there and wait.
What do you say now? You gonna go wait?
Yeah, P, I might want to go back on the hater list. Let me go back over here and wait. Let me see.
Go over there in the waiting room.
Yeah, I'm going to go over here and wait. I might see something I can hate on. Let me see. Yeah, I might get back on the hater list. Let me see. Let me look. Okay, that ain't him. That ain't him. Let me get back.
Oh, there you go. There you go. It's gone. It's on there.
He's on?
It's on there.
Oh.
It's on there.
It's on?
It's
oh,
on
yeah,
there.
There it is.
Uh-oh.
Man.
Hold on, let me go. Let me go.
Oh, we got what he got.
Hey,
the
whole show went on.
I got what?
Let me look.
Man, they popped the shit when they got to the goddamn. Uh-oh. Man, I don't see it. Where is that, man?
I got to
go on what's
name. Uh-uh.
Where is it?
I ain't trying to shoot. I don't see your shoe. You could have pulled it. You could have pulled it, though.
Yeah, refresh your Facebook. It's on the TickleFish page.
You could have pulled it. I don't know if you could have pulled it, though.
Let's see. I'll put it on my personal, too.
God damn. That boy had a fireworks show going on under this goddamn little Mustang.
Dude, I was so happy that the...
Josh, what's up TickleFish page?
It's TickleFish TV. Hold on, I'll post it to my personal page. Hold on, too. You can find it easier.
BLM,
I'm so glad the backpack worked out there in the middle of nowhere. The stream only messed up like once.
Martin.
I just posted it to my personal. Dante.
Oh, there you go. Can you see it, King?
Shit, did you stop? I see you up on here with that shoe. Will you stop?
Hey, no, I told you.
I told y'all.
I was down there trying to stop that fool.
Yeah, you know, he's having some trouble. That shoe full bloom going up in here.
Hey, King, I didn't see the Christmas trees up under the car. Hey, you ain't lying, dog. That shoe still deployed all the way to the top of that.
Yeah, he went up the hill.
He went up the hill. That shoe was still popped out. Dang.
You see the way I blew them candles out there? You said I had to blow them candles out? Oh,
that's when you threw the shoe.
Hey, I just say that, but got some candles up on that thing, man. A pretty color, too.
Hey, King, why is it taking
so long for your car to get done? That's the car that built under my car, huh, dog?
Come on, we have a serious conversation.
That's the car for you to get down there, huh?
Dog, that's the color that built under my car?
What? Oh, you got your floor pan painted white?
Who was choking? Somebody was choking or something?
Somebody needs to put some ice water in that thing, keep it making your throat dry.
Shit.
I'm trying to see where you ran it. You talking about you ran down the track. Where you ran it, Chadwell?
Hey, it looked like he had the car, not me.
I shot up out of there. I don't know if I shot up out of
there. Mustang?
Not in no money.
No, we just got up out of there.
And Mustang, like, he's on a little mission, too.
Is Nick in here, too?
Yes, are you driving back over here?
He's doing it right now.
What's up?
I'm here.
So we're going on mute.
Oh, what's up? Okay,
it.
Yeah, I just replied to your message, too.
I got you.
Hey, K-Dawg.
Yeah, man.
K-Dawg.
Yeah. Yes, hey, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I just had to walk back in this garage, man, and look at this gorilla shit.
Hey, Josh, that's the original video feed.
Man, look, I don't want to hear about your lawnmower, man. You in there and saw your lawnmower in the garage. Okay,
hey,
you got a big mower in your lawnmower.
You want to hear this big old gorilla with a car like?
JP, ain't about time to kill the shoe.
Oh, yeah, I'm hungry, man.
Go live.
You want me to go live?
Go live.
I'm going to start my motor,
K-Dawg. Put your hood on, too. Put your helmet on.
Nah, he's putting the helmet on. I got the whole hood off. I got the whole new.
There you got, you know, you wear an open face helmet.
Hey, who needs a helmet? I got a helmet for sale, brand new.
Man, I'm trying to catch this 60-foot you started talking. I'm trying to see the numbers on the 60-foot. It's quiet. Let me see something.
Hey, now, I told y'all should have sticked at the dog. He over there. He's slowing it down. He got his stopwatch in his hand. He got his glasses on. Looking like old Papa over there.
One. Okay. One. 1,000. Okay. Okay, I got it. Now let me get to 330. Get to 330.
Kareem, don't let him in that 490 class, dog.
Let's see. Boom.
Let him in that 490 class.
Okay. Let me back
up. Kareem, what you want to do, Kareem?
See, one,
what you
want to
do?
Two, okay. Let's see, one, two.
What you talking about?
No, you know what I think? You need to take that down. They over there dissecting your.
Dissected it.
We got it on iMovie.
What you talking about, Dante?
Huh?
So what you over there talking about?
Tonight,
it's in the video.
We are going to witness the most anticipated match in the history of professional wrestling. For the heavyweight championship of the world. Are you ready? Wrestling fans, are you ready? For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, from the capital city of the United States of America, Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Hey, now with that being said, who wants something that ain't got none?
Who wants some Hollywood Coke?
Thank you, Pete. Thank you. Thank you.
Who wants some Hollywood Coke?
Yeah.
Where's Larry at, though? Where Larry?
You still looking at them pictures I sent him?
My boy sleep like a big dog, man.
Yeah, you rock Larry. He see that big, he see all them cubic inches over there. He don't want to disappoint you.
You the rock Larry. This
Larry, you know him no more. He gone.
Larry on my line.
Hi,
Larry on my line.
Yeah, don't worry about that, folks.
Appreciate
that.
I've been trying to get somebody locked in all night. Y'all want to get...
Yeah, he a little dog. That's right. Every time he opens his mouth,
K-Dow, what you got over there in your camp, man, that want to sit with me, man? Okay. I'm trying to buck, though. I feel like nothing right now. You know why he keep doing that? Because he know he couldn't get there with me. That's the reason why. Hey, man, I'm going to make you. Hey, I got
I can't hear you. What'd you say? Say it again. Say it again.
Huh?
I can't hear what you're saying. Say it again.
I bet he got his head on that button. He waiting on me to say.
God damn, JP, you man, you just slipped up, JP. You ain't gonna let him talk at all. Say it again,
JP.
I've been
not seeing you driving nothing. Anything I see you driving, I'm like, I don't care if you're an 18-wheeler, I'm gonna line up on the side of you.
Oh yeah.
Man, I'm gone, man. I can't do this all night with this y'all, man.
Hey, dog. I'm going to lie, man.
Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning. Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of five, my mother said I'd be the greatest man alive.
That what your mama told you? You're going to be the greatest man alive, huh? Oh, shit.
Shawell, you'll go live or what?
Man? Oh, well, yeah, go on, go live, Shawell. Let me get him out of here, man. It's time.
I'm going
to
go live right
deep,
now.
Man.
Hey, I ain't saying.
All right, Pete, appreciate
mother,
you. Appreciate you.
I got
you,
a good one over here.
All right, y'all have a good one.